and be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Bottom third of the order due up. Sandro Gasson, Leo Zanni Molina, Zach Daniels in the top of the seventh inning. Canapolis holding on to a 3-1 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. This pitch is low and inside. A 1-0 count to Sandro Gasson. The first baseman, Leo Zanni Molina and Zach Daniels to follow. It looks like Ian Fuggo, the arm getting loose for the Peckers down the line and left as the 1-0 is chopped towards Fuggo. A 1-1 count on Gasson. In top of the seventh inning, 3-1 Canapolis leading over Fayetteville. 1-1 on the way from Veloz. This one's fouled off straight back. Count will move to 1-2 on Sandro Gasson. On the day, technically the 2 days, Gasson a walk in the fifth inning and a pop out in the second. He was the last final batter of last night's matchup. 1-2 pitch. Popped and foul ground. It'll end up in the seats. We'll send it to a 1-2 count again on Gasson. It hits the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gasson, a slightly open stance, takes a peek. Veloz will set on the mound. Here's the 1-2. This one's chopped towards third. Camilletti's going to have to cover some ground. He'll come in barehanded. Fire across his body to first, and it's not in time. An infield single for Sandro Gasson. It'll be one on in the frame and nobody out. Camilletti, a tough play at the third base bag. He tried to cover enough ground, but just didn't get it to it in time. Gasson legs out an infield single. So one on for Leo Zanni Molina. So Gasson will step in at the first base bag. And let's not get another full count on Leo Zanni Molina. That's where we were last night when everything got canned, as this one's in there for a strike from Veloz and a one count. 22 years of age is the Ronnie. Again, 3-1 on the year. Entering today at a 4.88 ERA. This is game number 9 for him. The Ronnie sets an 0-1. This one's towered high and fouled over Ronnie's head. And 0-2 count coming. Veloz technically the third arm used in this ballgame. McDougal last night, 4 innings, 1 hit, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Cole Ramage technically going no innings, but walking 2. As the 0-2 count pitch delivers, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Manuel Veloz picks up another strikeout, about 3 on his day. 1 down and a runner on for the 9-hole batter in Zach Daniels. Zach Daniels, the right fielder, steps in for his second at-bat of the day, taking over in right field as the pinch hitter for Frank Perez. Pinch on the way, fastball is up and away. Now 1-0 on Daniels. Daniels, the right fielder. Cole, the center fielder, is awaiting on deck. Top of the seventh inning. Veloz will set a 1-0 pitch. A broken bat blooper towards short. Sprinkle reaches out, but he can't make the grab. It'll get into the outfield. Moving to second will be Gasson, and at first will be Zach Daniels. It'll be a single on a broken bat blooper. So Zach Daniels reaches base for the first time today. It'll be 2-1 now for the Peckers, and a 1-down. Zach Cole due up. So Veloz will now work with two base runners, and Zach Cole will step in. And one down in the frame. Veloz looking out of the inning unscathed. Pitch on the way. Cole will take for a fastball at 90 miles an hour. 0-1 is your count. Dangerous situation here if you're Manuel Veloz. Fayetteville with the tying run at first. A one from the righty. This one's low and outside. Now even at 1-1 on Zach Cole. At second base is Gaston. At first is Daniels. Daniels is the tying run. Cole is the go-ahead run at the plate. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is inside and low to Zach Cole. Count will move to now 2-1. Two-one count. One down. Veloz looking for a ground ball here. Pitch on the way. This one is low and inside as well. Now 3-1, and the plot thickens. It looks like there is an arm getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. In case Veloz runs into more trouble. 3-1 count, one down. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball. Zach Cole goes chasing after it. Now the count will run full. Two on, one down. A full count on Zach Cole. Cole has reached on a walk and struck out twice, technically, in this ballgame. A 3-2 count, one down. Veloz will set, pitch delivered. This one is lined towards second. Baldwin will make the play. To first he goes, to second he goes, but he's not in time on the foot race. Zach Cole with a weak lineout to Brooks Baldwin at second for the second out, and no other outs are made. So two down. Now Ricardo Belleau will step in. So a weak lineout for Zach Cole is the second out, and that's a big out for Manuel Veloz. As now Belleau will step in with 2-1 in the frame. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 0-1. Again, a beautiful day at 83 Mouth Ballpark. Bark in the park, all kinds of four-legged furry friends hanging out. Enjoying a nice day for some baseball. A little extra baseball for you, 0-1. This one's outside. Belleau tries to stretch the zone, even at 1-1. Last time up, Ricardo Belleau tallying a single. Despite the play from Logan Glass to thwart the run scored. 1-1 count, Veloz's pitch. This one's lifted high and fouled over our heads, 1-2. Now waiting on deck is the third baseman, Narbe Cruz. And Belleau looking to drive the runners home. A 1-2 count, two down. Veloz at the peak at second. Here's the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him. Looking called. Strike three. Manuel Veloz gets out of the inning unscathed. He gets the lineout and the strikeout with two on, and the Peckers will have to search for more as Ricardo Belleau sits down and will have a seat to end the top of the seventh inning. Bottom seven headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live here in Kannapolis. 3-1 Ballers on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Logan Glass, Jordan Sprinkle, and Mario Camilletti do up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the seventh inning. They're holding on to a 3-1 lead against the Iranian Casey Ford as Logan Glass will step in and lead things off in the seventh inning. Kannapolis looking to get a couple insurance runs perhaps against Casey Ford. Pitch on the way. Logan Glass will hack and miss for strike one and 0 and 1 count. For about 30 pitches. Ian Fago waiting in the bullpen to take over when Ford's in day is done. An 0-1 count pitch delivered. Swing and a miss from Logan Glass. Goes chasing on a breaking ball. 0-2 now on the left fielder for Kannapolis. Glass is 1-for-2 in this ballgame. A single in the second inning. He grounded out in the fourth. His first at-bat technically of the day. And 0-2 count, nobody out, Ford's pitch. Just a bit outside, he tried to stretch it outside, and to no avail, a 1-2 count. Ballers today looking for their victory today. Looking to get back in the swing of things in the South Division of the Carolina League. 1-2, swing and a miss, Glass goes after a breaking ball, and that'll be a strikeout for Casey Ford. He's now got two. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. So top of the order, Sprinkle steps in against Casey Ford, who again has faced just one above the minimum so far in his outing. And a hit by pitch of Bencourt. Other than that, he's retired everyone else. He got two punch outs. Sprinkle steps in. Pitch on the way is outside. 1-0 count. And the arm getting loose down the line for the ballers. Looks to be Ethan Hammerberg, former Ohio State Buckeye. A 1-0 count. Ford's pitch is just a bit low. A 1-0 count will move to now 2-0. A one down. Ford will set glove at the chest. Here is the pitch. Breaking ball up and away now 3-0. Sprinkle batting 202 just above the Mendoza line. Here in this season, batting 202, 14 RBI, still searching for his first home run. Ford will come set, pitch delivered. Lower part of the zone for a called strike, now 3-1. Sprinkle led off the game last night with a double. Since then, he reached a few times to no avail. 3-1 on the way to Sprinkle. This one's outside for ball four. A walk issued to Sprinkle. So now the ballers have a base runner to work with. One down and a runner on. And stepping in will be Mario Camilletti after a mound visit on the way from Ricky Rivera. One down, bottom of the seventh inning. And Casey Ford's day is done. Looks like Ian Fago will take over on the mound for Fayetteville. Fast break here on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. We'll be right back after this short break.
Yeah.
Mario Camilletti steps in against a new arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ian Fogo, the 6'1", 200-pound Ronnie, takes over. Pitch is in there for a called strike at 96. 0-1 is your count on the third baseman, Mario Camilletti. Ballers with the runner on. It's Jordan Sprinkle. An 0-1 count with one down in the frame as Fogo takes over. He'll set on the mound. Runner going on the 0-1. This one is a strike at the plate. Throwing a second. It's not going to be in time. Jordan Sprinkle swipes the bag. He's got a stolen base. And now the Ballers with a runner in scoring position with the one down. Camilletti's got an 0-2 count. Fogo humming the fastball in at 97. But it is a called strike. So an 0-2 count. Runner on second. So Camilletti will step in. 1-for-2 on the day. Last time up, he grounded out to the third baseman in Narby Cruz. 0-2 from Fogo. Curveball is in there on the inside part of the plate, but it's called inside. A 1-2 count coming on Mario Camilletti. More and more fans starting to rally in here to the ballpark. Is got a bit of an early start than scheduled. Started as 12 noon. Fogo sets 1-2, runner going. This one's put into play, and he gets it to left field for a base hit. Sprinkle's going to round third and head home, and Mario Camilletti has an RBI single. The Ballers have an insurance run in the seventh inning, as Camilletti will get Jordan Sprinkle across the plate on an RBI single. Ballers take a 4-1 lead with one down. Camilletti at first. Tim Elko is going to step in. So Elko will take another appearance at the plate today. 1-for-3. First time he'll face off against Fogo. Fogo 6'1", 200-pound Ronnie from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Former Lenore Rhine Bear from just up the road in Hickory. 0-2 count. Pitch is delivered. It's low and outside. 1-0 count on Ian Fogo's opponent in Tim Elko. 0-2, the 10.24 ERA at the moment is Ian Fogo. He'll come set a 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Elko will take, throw in a first on a pickoff attempt. Ball gets loose out into right field. Camilletti's going to scurry to second on the wild throw from the catcher, Garcia. And we'll see what the call is. Should be more than likely an E2 on the throw, but we'll await the scoring decision as Camilletti will head to second. Getting a pretty accurate throw by John Garcia, but Camilletti will advance to second as the ball got wild from the first baseman, Gaston. A 2-0 count on Elko. Fogo's pitch on the way. This one's low, now 3-0. Elko again 1-for-3 and a single in the first inning of this ball game. Kannapolis came out firing last night. 6 hits and 3 runs in the first 2 innings. 3-0 count, Fogo sets, pitch delivered. Low and outside for ball 4. Elko will take a free pass, and now Kannapolis starting to get their feet back under him on offense. It's a walk, a single, and a walk now. As Sprinkle scores on a Mario Camilletti RBI single, he moves up. And Jacob Burke will step in with now 2 on and 1 down. Two on and one down. Jacob Burke will step in looking for a hit on his Sunday. Pitch on the way from Fogo in there for a called strike, a 1 count. Again, Camilletti gets to second on a throwing error by the catcher, so an E2 allows him to move up. Two on, 0-1 count, one down in the frame. Ballers lead 4-1. Fogo, the third arm used by Fayetteville in the game. 0-1 is hacked and missed in 96. 0-2 now on Jacob Burke. Bottom of the seventh inning in this first game of two today. And we'll play to 9 in this first one. And we'll play a seventh inning game to follow in game two. Fogo's 0-2. Burke stays alive and hacks it foul. Count will stay put. 0-2. We'll do it again. Burke playing center field today. He had a double in the first inning. Since then, he grounded out in the third, and he struck out in the fifth. Burke, the center fielder, awaiting the pitch from Fogo. Wiggle the bat over the right shoulder with the pink batting gloves. An 0-2 count, Fogo's pitch. Outside, 1-2. on Jacob Burke. Batting now .350 on the year, one of the top guys as far as batting average goes in the Carolina League. Burke's trying to get to a qualified position. Still has played a few games. A 1-2 count, Fargo's pitch. Low and outside, Burke will take. 96 on the radar gun, 2-2. Wind is slightly blowing out towards left. As Ian Fargo kind of losing his way so far. Casey Ford came in and impressed in his outing. But now Fargo coming out of the bullpen. Struggled a little bit. Pitch on the way. This one's low and inside for a full count. Jacob Burke thought it was ball four, and he started to chuck the bat and grab his batting glove. It is a 3-2 count. Burke thought it was ball four. So it is a 3-2 count on Jacob Burke. He thought it was ball four. He was ready to take the free pass, but he'll have another pitch to get from Fargo at least. One more on the way. Camilleni at second, Elko at first. Fargo will sit on the mound. Here is the 3-2. This one is low and outside. Now we can chuck to that and take the protective equipment off for ball four. Back-to-back walks as Elko and Burke now take free passes. Camilleni will move to third, and now bases are chucked full of ballers with one down, and Brooks Baldwin is due up. As now bases loaded, and one down for Baldwin. Fargo on the mound against Baldwin, looking to get out of the inning unscathed, but Kannapolis certainly threatening. With bases loaded and Baldwin to the plate, certainly a hot bat. This one's up and inside. Baldwin has to duck out of the way. It'll be a 1-0 count on Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin the game so far, 0-for-2. He struck out. He flew out earlier in today's action. A 1-0 count. Fargo's pitch. This one's a broken bat grounder towards the shortstop, Molina. He'll step on the bag at second for one on to first, and it's an inning-ending double play. No runs will cross the plate as Burke is the put-out at the second base bag. 6-U for the second out. Brooks Baldwin grounds out into a 6-3 ground ball double play, and that is no runs cross the plate in the seventh with bases loaded, but the run does score in a Mario Camilleni RBI single. 4-1 Ballers headed to the eighth after this break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Narve Cruz will step in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at the plate, but Ethan Hammerberg takes over for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the mound. 6'5", 250-pound, 22-year-old, a 20th-round pick in 2022 out of Columbus, Ohio. Former Ohio State Buckeye is Ethan Hammerberg. He'll take over. First pitch in there for a call. Strike 0-1 is your count. Hammerberg, technically the fourth arm he used today in this ballgame by the Kannapolis Cannonballers, takes over for Veloz. As Hammerberg will set, pitch delivered. This one's grounded back towards short. Sprinkle fields across the diamond. Throw made, and it's in time for the out. A nice play at shortstop position by Jordan Sprinkle. And Narbe Cruz is retired for the first out of the eighth inning. A 6-3 ground out through one inning. Through a one-third of an inning now is Hammerberg. One down and John Garcia due up. Hammerberg has appeared twice so far this season. He's yet to allow a base runner in 2023. He's averaging two strikeouts an inning. In three innings, he struck out six batters. And again, has not allowed a single base runner in any of his game action on the mound for Kannapolis. Garcia sets. This first pitch is just a bit high for John Garcia, a 1-0 count. Hammerberg, a very efficient righty out of the bullpen, former Ohio State Buckeye. A 1-0 count pitch deliver. This is a breaking ball inside of John Garcia, now 2-0. Garcia's reached twice in this ballgame, a walk in the first inning and a single in the sixth. As Hammerberg will set, working quickly, he'll have a 2-0 count on Garcia. Here's the offering. Fastball up and away, now 3-0 on the catcher Garcia. Hammerberg on the mound looking in for the signs. Trying to work quickly. A 3-0 count on Garcia. Pitch on the way. This one's up and in for ball four. First base runner allowed by Ethan Hammerberg is a walk to John Garcia on four pitches. So now he'll work out of the stretch and have a runner on for the left fielder Garrett McGowan. Garrett McGowan will get a turn at the plate with a runner on and one down in this eighth inning. The Peckers have five outs to work with. They trail by three here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch on the way from McGowan. Opponent in Hammerberg is upstairs, a 1-0 count. Getting bark in the park today. All kinds of dogs joining us. I'm looking out of the left field berm. I see a few pups out there. Enjoying the day here at the ballpark. A 1-0 count on McGowan. Hammerberg sets, glove to chin. 1-0 pitch. Just a bit low. Smelly tried to frame, but it is low. A 2-0 count now. Again, game two, 40 minutes after the conclusion of this ballgame. It'll be seven innings. And Peyton Paulette will be the game two starter for the Ballers. Hammerberg's 2-0 on the way. This one is just a bit upstairs. Not sure where it missed too much. Count will move to 3-0 on McGowan. And Ethan Hammerberg taking over for Manuel Veloz, who had a nice little outing. 3-0 pitch on the way to McGowan in there for a called strike, 3-1. Hammerberg from Upper Arlington, Ohio, an academic All-Big Ten selection in 2021. Appeared in six games in 2021 as a sophomore. He was a business major. His older sister actually swam at Ohio State, so it's a Buckeye family. 3-1 is outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks allowed by Ethan Hammerberg, John Garcia, and now Garrett McGowan. It'll be 2-1 and one down for Dory Lorenzo, the DH. So 4-1 your score. The Ballers add that insurance run in the seventh, and it's certainly probably a help. As now McGowan takes a free pass. It'll be Dory Lorenzo stepping in. He's already got a home run in this week, as now Blake Hickman's going to come out and have a chat with Ethan Hammerberg in a situation where there's two on and one down. Again, a bark in the park day. Groundskeeper Tim Siegel's got his fam out, as well as Doobie, beloved groundskeeper puppy, down in the dugout suite area today. Doobie makes his face shown among all the other pups out here in the ballpark. We'll probably see Miss Casey Betty at some point later today. Our beloved bat dog here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Hammerberg will now deal with Lorenzo with two on and one down. Just getting to 1 o'clock now here in this top of the eighth inning. Looks like Ben Butel starting to get loose down the line and right for Kannapolis in case Hammerberg can't get out of the frame. First pitch in there to Lorenzo for a called strike at 0-1 count on Dory Lorenzo, the DH. Lorenzo 0-for-3, a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout in this game. Dating back to last night, an 0-1 count. Hammerberg sets. Here is the pitch. Check swing, he goes around on it, says home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Count will move to 0-2 on Dory Lorenzo. Again, Kannapolis at home today. They'll be home again Tuesday through Sunday here at the ballpark. 0-2, this one's hacked and a miss. He struck him out. Dory Lorenzo down on strikes. Ethan Hammerberg has his first punch out of the day. Two down, two on still for the first baseman in Sandro Gaston. After today, Fayetteville will depart. They'll head to Carolina for a six-game set in Zebulon against the Mudcats just east of Raleigh. The Ballers will stay home. They're hosting Lynchburg next week for six games against the Hillcats out of the North Division. Fritch on the way from Hammerberg is in there for a called strike, an 0-1 count. Sandro Gaston, the first baseman, singled last time up in the seventh inning against Ethan Hammerberg's predecessor in Emmanuel Veloz. An 0-1 count, Hammerberg with a look at second. Here is the 0-1. This one's lifted in the air, shallow center field. Backtracking is Baldwin. He'll cam under it and make the grab for the out. So back-to-back walks allowed by Hammerberg, but no runs cross the plate as he gets a strikeout and a pop-out of Lorenzo and Gaston, respectively. And now the Ballers three outs away from victory, but they'll get to bat in the eighth inning. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Colby Smelly, Yannicker Bencourt, Joanna Bill Laureano due up. Ian Fargo returns to the mound. Pitch is delivered. It is in there for a called strike. An 0-1 count now on Colby Smelly. Again, Smelly, Bencourt, and Laureano due up. Ballers on top 4-1. They're just looking to plug along on offense before they turn things to the top of the ninth inning where they're three outs away from victory. Fargo's 0-1 to Smelly is just a bit outside. A 1-1 count on the catcher, Colby Smelly. 0-for-3 in this one. He did reach on an error in the third inning of last night's game. Technically, it's today's game, too, as we had a postponement due to some weather. 1-1 fouled off. 1-2 now on Colby Smelly. Native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is Colby Smelly. A 13th-round pick in 2021 out of Shelton State Community College. Spent last year here in Kannapolis. Looked impressive for sure. 1-2 count, Fargo's pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. Cattle move to now 1-2 on Smelly and stay put there. Fargo humming it in at 97 on the radar gun. against Smelly, Betancourt, Laureano. Due up against Faugho. 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Staying alive at the plate is Smelly. 1-2 remains your count. Again, just a little bit past 1 o'clock here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A 1-2 count. Faugho sets glove to the chest. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball gets by the catcher, Garcia. It'll be a 2-2 count as it skips by Garcia into the backstop. Again, overcast day at Atrium Health Ballpark. No weather in the forecast, so we should be good for the rest of today. Sun won't be around until about 7 o'clock tonight, though. 2-2 count. Smelly's pitch from Faugho is up and away. Count will run full now on the catcher, Smelly. Three-two count, nobody out. Smelly with a slightly open stance, sets 3-2. Low with the plate ball, Florian Faugho will allow a walk to Colby Smelly. Smelly will take a free pass and be a base runner on for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That'll send up Jonaker Betancourt with one on and nobody out. Betancourt will step in with a runner on, nobody out. Kannapolis could use another insurance runner too if they want to hold on to this lead against Fayetteville in game one. Pitch is in there for a call. Strikeout when one is your count. Jonaker Betancourt, the first baseman in this ball game. Game two, again, we'll get everybody set for that one. Right after the conclusion of game one, we'll get all the lineups and everything set up. We'll go live a minute or two early. We can get you all caught up to speed with game two. A 1-1 count on Betancourt. Faugho sets on the mound. He'll take a peek. Here's the pitch. This one's in there for a called strike. Oh, and one was the count, but it's 1-2 currently on Betancourt. Defensive setup is pretty straight away for Fayetteville. A double play ball certainly is what they want. A 1-2 pitch fouled off. Count will stay put 1-2 on Betancourt. Again, Cheerwine Day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A good crowd on hand enjoying a whole bunch of different Cheerwine-inspired tasty treats. Cheerwine floats apparently down in the ice cream shipping container down the right field line as this one's in there. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Betancourt will have his seat. One down as Faugho picks up his first strike out of the day. And now Laureano digs in with one on and one down. So Joannaville Laureano will get a turn at the plate with one out and one on. Faugho with a strikeout through his first inning in the third of work. Pitch is just a bit upstairs to Laureano. A 1-0 count is due. Laureano a single in the second. A strikeout in the fourth. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the sixth. He bats in the 2-4, 6, and 8 innings. Pitch on the way from Faugho. A curveball in there for a strike. 1-1 now on the right fielder, Laureano. Logan Glass awaiting on deck, the left fielder. Faugho on the bump will set. Smelly with a good lead, pitch delivered. This one's in there for a called strike, 1-2 on Laureano. Kannapolis scoring all their runs last night early in the first and second, and they get that insurance run here in the seventh. From a Mario Camiletti RBI single as Laureano will swing and miss the 1-2. Another strikeout in the book for Ian Faugho. Two down now in the frame after the leadoff walk. Nine-hole batter and Logan Glass will step in. Logan Glass will step in, runner on first, pitch deliver. This one gets by the catcher in Garcia, and scurrying to second will be Colby Smelly. We'll wait to see if it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. More than likely a wild pitch for Faugho. So a wild pitch moves the runner up now into scoring position. 1-0 count on Logan Glass. 1-4-3 on the day. Had a single in his first at-bat last night. He grounded out and struck out. Since then, 1-0 is hacked and a miss for strike one. A 1-1 count. Four-1 ballers in this eighth inning. Logan Glass in his second at-bat of the day. Fargo through an inning and a third has two punch-outs, 1-1. Just a bit outside, 2-1 on Glass. Just above the Mendoza line at 205. He's got four homers, 15 RBI. The strikeouts have been the biggest pain in the rear for Logan Glass this year. A 2-1 count, here's the pitch. In there on the inside corner for a strike now, 2-2. He'll even admit it. You talk to Logan Glass, and he says it. The strikeouts have just been the biggest pain for the righty bat. He's got a lot of power in the bat, but the strikeouts certainly have been a center of frustration. A 2-2 count. Fargo will deliver the pitch. Swing and a miss. Glass goes after a breaking ball, and it'll be strike three. Three strikes and three outs are had now. So Fargo leads off the inning with a walk, and then it's three strikeouts of Betancourt, Laureano, and Glass to send things into the ninth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers 3 outs away from a victory. They'll send things back to Ethan Hammerberg on the mound after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Three outs away from victory are the Kannapolis Cannonballers in game one of today's basically doubleheader as Leo's Danny Molina steps in to foul the first pitch off of the at-bat from Ethan Hammerberg. It's off of Colby Smelly, who will take a moment to recoup himself. An 0-1 count on Leo's Danny Molina, Zach Daniels, and Zach Cole to follow in the order. Hammerberg in his second inning of action. He picked up a strikeout in his first inning of work through 16 pitches, now 17, as Molina with an 0-1 count in the frame. Molina 1-for-2 on the ballgame so far. He reached in a walk in the fifth inning and got the ballgame back started in today's action. An 0-1 count. Hammerberg's 0-1. Curveball in there for a strike. 0-2 here count. Good placement by Ethan Hammerberg. And Kannapolis leads by three. They're 3 outs away from victory. Hammerberg looking for a 2-inning save. 0-2 pitch delivered. Swung on and chopped towards short. Jordan Springle with a routine play. He'll field it and fire first for the out. A 6-3 ground out. There's one out in the ninth inning. Now one down, Zach Daniels due up. Zach Daniels will step in for his third at-bat technically of the day. He's 1-for-2. As now Colby Smelly is getting some attention from Austin Smith and Pat Leland. As Smelly looks like he's still trying to recover from getting the better chunk of that foul ball in the first pitch of the at-bat from Molina. Again, top of the ninth inning, one down. Nine-hole batter in Zach Daniels is due up. As now everyone looking in the dugout, and looks like they're going to ask Luis Pineda to get everything ready and get into the ball game. So you might see a defensive replacement. They might ask Pineda to take over for Colby Smelly. Trainer and Austin Smith will walk off with Smelly, and Luis Pineda is going to take over as the catcher, at least for the final two innings of this ball game. So Smelly will depart with what appears to be a bit of an injury, and Luis Pineda will take over. So Pineda will get a few pitches from Hammerberg just to get loosened and used to being behind the backstop. Pineda was going to play in game two anyways. At least that was the assumption. So he'll get a little bit of an early start to his day while Colby Smelly gets some extra attention. Smelly already had a bit of a later start to his season. He was rehabbing in Arizona back from an injury. Already gets nicked up here in his first game back with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Luis Pineda will take over behind the dish for two more outs, hopefully, in this ninth inning. Nine-hole batter Zach Daniels will step in. Hope you're well-rested, well-hydrated, and well-fed. Joining us today here on the broadcast, Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Ethan Hammerberg's first pitch to Zach Daniels is in there for a called strike and a curveball, 0-1 on Daniels. Daniels today is 1-for-2 in a single back in the seventh inning. He flew out in his first at-bat in the fifth. 0-1 count. Hammerberg's pitch. Another curveball placed in perfectly for a strike, 0-2. 0-2 count on Zach Daniels. Zach Cole, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. Hammerberg looking to get out of the ninth inning unscathed as per the norm. 0-2. Up and in, and Zach Daniels almost gets hit. But he will duck out of the way, a 1-2 count. And a breaking ball just got over the head of Zach Daniels. Looked like Hammerberg lost the handle on the curveball. So Daniels will recoup. And it's a 1-2 count on the right fielder for Fayetteville. 1-2 count, one down, Hammerberg sets. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about two punch outs now on the day for Ethan Hammerberg? That's the second strikeout of the day for the righty from Ohio State. Two down now and nobody on. And all that stands between the ballers and victory is the left-handed bat of Zach Cole. Leadoff batter Zach Cole, the center fielder, steps in. He has not picked up a hit in this ball game, technically. A walk in the first inning last night, a strikeout in his second at-bat last night. And he turned things over today. He's got a strikeout and a lineout. Pitch is upstairs to Cole on the 1-0 count now. Zach Cole, former Ball State Cardinal in Indiana, native of Ozark, Missouri. A 1-0 count, Hammerberg's pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, 1-1. Again, the series finale will start 40 minutes after the conclusion of this game. It'll be Peyton Paulette on the mound for Kannapolis against Jose Nadal, the lefty for Fayetteville. A 1-1 count. Hammerberg's pitch. Low and outside. Now 2-1 on Cole. And the ballers in search of a victory. This would be their second victory of the week. Looking to get the series split with Fayetteville. 2-1. Just a bit outside. Very close call, but count will run down 3-1 on the leadoff batter, Cole. Fayetteville's already picked up 3 wins on the week, so it's a guaranteed at most series split. 3-1 count. Hammerberg sets. Pitch delivered. This one is inside for ball 4, and Zach Cole will take a free pass now. Well, the second time in the game. So runner on with 2 down, and Ricardo Below will step in. So Ricardo Below gets another turn at the plate with 2 down and a runner on in Zach Cole, who takes a free pass. Below's reached twice today with a walk and a single. Last time up, he struck out looking against Below's. Pitch on the way, a curveball in there for a strike, 0-1 now on Below, the switch hitter. Below playing second base, bit of a utility guy, can play all around for Fayetteville. Hammerberg on the mound, sets glove to the chin. 0-1 on the way. Another curveball placed perfectly, and now one strike away is Kanapolis from picking up a victory in this first game that has taken a little longer than we thought, but we'll let it take as long as we need for a Kanapolis victory. Hammerberg, one strike away, 0-2. This one's towered into left field. Logan Glass is going to backtrack. He'll camp under it, drifting towards the corner, and he makes the grab on the run for out number 3. It'll be a flyout. And that'll be a victory for Kanapolis. We'll turn things over in a game 2 in a short moment. As Kanapolis takes the victory 4-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7 hits to 6 for Fayetteville. We'll make it now a 2 victories on the series for the Ballers and the Woodpeckers, as game 2 will get set in about 40 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Well, we're done with game 1. We'll now play 7 more innings of baseball, and we'll get set here in Kanapolis for that one. We'll take a bit more of a short break. We'll take a bit of a break, but we'll be back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. We'll stay live. We'll play some ads here and there just to make sure that we're all good to go, and then we'll get the lineups and everything to you as soon as we're ready to get the start here in Kanapolis. Game 6 and the series finale on the way. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh,
Well, it's time to wrap this series up between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Rodney Peyton Paulette takes the bump for Kannapolis. We got 7 innings of baseball left between the Ballers and the Peckers here in this first half of Carolina League action at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on MILB.TV and Bally Live. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody. The Rodney Peyton Paulette gets the start, the second round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of Benton, Arkansas, the 6'1", 180-pound Ronnie, 21 years of age, is Peyton Paulette, again from Benton, Arkansas. Former Razorback gets the start today. He has made a total of eight starts. This is his team-high ninth appearance on the season. 0-1 with a 3.24 ERA in 25 innings, 23 strikeouts. He has a whip of 1.16, which definitely is not the greatest, but Peyton Paulette certainly has looked sharper over his last few outings, including last time out, 4 shutout innings with no hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts against the Augusta Green Jackets last Sunday. Zach Cole takes over for the Woodpeckers and will step in to lead things off. Peyton Paulette will deliver the first pitch of Game 2 in today's action at 2-10 on the dot. Pitch is lifted high and foul by Zach Cole. 0-1 is your count. Again, a 7-inning game, 2-10. First pitch here in Game 2, 0-1. This one is delivered. It's a called strike by Paulette, 0-2 your count. Again, Zach Cole, Zach Daniels, and Ricardo Belleau due up in this top of the first inning. A 7-inning ball game this will be between the Ballers and the Peckers. Paulette's 0-2. Lifted high and foul again by Zach Cole. Chasing after it is the third baseman, Willits, but he won't have any play on it. Count will remain 0-2. Again, Cole, Daniels, and Belleau due up in this top of the first inning. Paulette, the Rodney, sets a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, 0-2. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Zach Cole will have a seat. He's the first strikeout victim of the day for Peyton Paulette. Cole will have a seat playing right field in this matchup today against Paulette and the Ballers. One down, nobody on for Zach Daniels. Zach Daniels, the rehabbing outfielder in the organization for the Houston Astros, will take another opportunity today to get his rehab going. Paulette's first pitch, and therefore a strike. 0-1 is your count. Daniels in center today. In this game, 2, Ricardo Belleau, third baseman, bats next. Darby Cruz at first base will bat fourth. Paulette's 0-1, lifted high and foul, 0-2 now on Zach Daniels. John Garcia, the DH, bats fifth. Luis Encarnacion will catch today, bats sixth. Then Dory Lorenzo, second baseman, will bat eighth. That's seventh. Batting eighth is Garrett McGowan, the left fielder. And batting ninth is Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop. Paulette's 0-2. This one is a broken bat lifted into left field that is chased by Sprinkle, but it'll drop and be a base knock for Zach Daniels. He breaks another bat, the second bat he's broken today. It'll be a bloop single into left for Daniels, so one on and one out for the third baseman, Ricardo Belleau. And Zach Daniels breaks another bat today. He's already broken 2 bats. He's going to have to call his bat supplier and say, hey, I need more, as Belleau will step in with one down and one on against Paulette. 62nd overall selection by the White Sox, the second highest pick of the 20 the White Sox had, as the first pitch he sees grounded towards the second base back. Paulette gets the ricochet that kind of messed up perhaps a double play ball, but Mora makes the play. It'll be a 1-4-3 put out of Ricardo Belleau. Moving to second will be Daniels, so it'll be 2 down. Technically in the book, it goes down as a 1-4-3 with a ricochet. So now 2 down and a runner on second for Norve Cruz. Again, Paulette touched it, so technically they're going to say it did count. So a 1-4-3 put out of Belleau. Runner on second is Daniels in scoring position. Cruz at the plate against Paulette. Here is the first pitch. This one's lifted in the air, shallow right field. Then after it is Drake Logan. Backing up, though, is Javier Mora. He makes the grab on the outfield grass for the out. A P4 in the book for Narbe Cruz, and that's the third out of the top of the first inning. A pretty quick top of the first inning. Peyton Paulette just allows that one single from Zach Daniels. Other than that, he gets a strikeout of Zach Cole, and it's a clean first inning for Peyton Paulette. One left on for the Woodpeckers. Bottom of the first, headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi.
Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camilletti, and Tim Elko due up in this bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Technically game two of today's action as we resumed the game that was suspended last night just a little bit earlier today at 12 noon. We're underway in the first inning in Sunday's action, technically, as the lefty Jose Nadal gets the start for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, only the second lefty the Ballers have seen all week. First pitch is low to Jordan Sprinkle, a 1-0 count is due up. Sprinkle and the Ballers did very well against the lefty Dombrowski last night. They definitely got to him early and rattled three runs on six hits against the lefty. 1-0 is up and away. 2-0 now on the shortstop Sprinkle. Jose Nadal, the lefty, 6 foot, 395-pound lefty from Cienfuegos, Cuba. Spent last year in the Florida Complex League with the Astros team. As Nadal gets the start in game two, 2-0. This one is a breaking ball outside. Now 3-0 on Sprinkle. As mentioned, Sprinkle, Camilletti, and Elko do up here in this bottom of the first inning. As Kannapolis looking to pick up a victory today in this series finale, they would get a series split with Fayetteville as the 3-0 is in there for a called strike. A 3-1 count now on Jordan Sprinkle. The Ballers back above 500 with the victory just a little bit earlier today in game five of this six-game set. Looking to end the week on a good note against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 3-1. A fastball is in there for a called strike from Nadal at 91 miles an hour. Count will move now to full at 3-2. Nadal has not allowed a run in 2 1/3 innings. Has the 6'3", 395-pound lefty. Last time he pitched was the 28th last week against Myrtle Beach. Three innings, two hits, two runs, four walks, and a strikeout. As Sprinkle will foul this pitch off, it's off the siding, and it'll end up in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. Down in 107. As the count will remain full on Jordan Sprinkle. Camilletti to follow. Elko is the first baseman. He'll bat in the hole. He is third in the lineup for Pat Leland. Full count. Nadal's pitch. Grounded sharply towards short. Sprinkle will ground it. Molina makes the play on to first. And a bang-bang play at first. But play made. It's a 6-3 ground out. And Jordan Sprinkle is the first out of the first inning. Mario Camilletti now due up with nobody on and one down in the inning. Camilletti DHing in today's game. Tim Elko to follow is the first baseman. Jacob Burke, center fielder, bats in the cleanup spot in center field. Bryce Willits, third baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Luis Pineda, the catcher. Seventh is Ioannivale Laureano, the left fielder. Eighth is Javier Mora, second baseman. And batting ninth is the right fielder in Drake Logan. Lefty Camilletti will step in against the lefty Nadal. This one is outside and low. A 1-0 count on Mario Camilletti. Ballers, again, have done very well this year against left-handed pitching. They just haven't seen a lot of it, as it's kind of growing rarer and rarer to see it in the Carolina League. 1-0 is hacked and a missed for strike one on Camilletti. Move it to a 1-1 count. Camilletti against lefties. He's appeared at 10 at-bats, 20 plate appearances. He's walked 9 times against left-handed pitching. Just 2 hits, one of those being a double. 1-1 from Nadal is just a bit inside on Camilletti. 2-1 now on the Ballers DH. Defensive setup for Fayetteville in game two. McGowan, Daniels, and Cole left to right in the outfield. Infield left to right below Molina, Lorenzo, and Cruz. Behind the dish is Luis Encarnacion. Here's the 2-1 from Nodal. Fastball just a bit low at 91 miles an hour. Camilleni wisely takes 3-1. Mario Camilleni, Carolina League leader in walks on the year. He is now the active leader. He was behind Nate Furman for a while, but Furman since promoted to the High A Lake County Captains. 3-1 is upstairs for ball four. It'll be a one-out walk for Mario Camilleni. He is on base for the first time in this game. Not the first time today, but first time in this game, as now Tim Elko will step in with a runner on and one down. Again, a nice temperature day in Kannapolis. It is overcast, but there is no rain in the forecast. Wind is blowing out towards left field, so it should favor the Rhiney Power Bats in this matchup between Carolina and between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Pitch in there for a called. Strike 0-1 is your count on Tim Elko. Color scheme's very similar for Fayetteville and Carolina, and it's been a long week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We've been here for quite a while, and had the tarp last night and had the tarp this morning to get all the action underway. 0-1. Fastball is in there for a called strike upstairs. 0-2 now on Tim Elko. Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Red tops for this second game. Gray pants, black caps, red brim with the Fayetteville F on the front of the cap. Ballers going with the blue tops with the white pants and the all-blue caps with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. 0-2 from Nodal is outside. Count will move to 1-2 on Tim Elko. Elko batting 269 against left-handed pitching. He's had his successes and his failures. He does have a home run and six RBI. One walk, but he has struck out nine times against lefties. A 1-2 count pitch delivered. He'll stay alive with this one. It's fouled off straight back. Count will stay put at 1-2 on Elko. Again, Elko and the Ballers winning 4-1 in game one of today's split action. Resumption of last night's suspended game, and the Ballers take it 4-1. 1-2. This is a breaking ball upstairs and inside. Elko wisely takes 2-2 now on Tim. Carolina League Player of the Month in April. Kannapolis and Fayetteville have been battling all week. Elko has had a pretty quiet week, all things considered. Looking to change that here. 2-2. This one's hacked and a missed for strike three. Elko will get out on strikes. It'll be the first punch out of the day for Jose Nadal. Two down, a runner on first for Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Jacob Burke, center fielder, steps in, batting 350 in his short time here in Kannapolis. He's working with a 17-game on-base streak. He has reached base in every game he's played in for Kannapolis in this season. He had a bit of a later start to his 2023 season, dealing with a injury recovery. As first pitch in there for a called strike from Nodal. 0-1 is your count. Again, second game in a row, the Ballers have faced off against a lefty. There's only two lefties on the roster for Fayetteville. Dombrowski started last night, and now Nodal starts today. 0-1 in there on a fastball, 0-2 is your count. Nodal did face the Ballers back on the 14th of May. Three innings, one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. No runs allowed. He's got an 0-2 count on Burke. Working from the third base side of the rubber. 0-2 pitch. This one's outside, snagged by Encarnacion. He'll fake a pickoff attempt towards first, where Camilleni is back in safely. A 1-2 count now on Jacob Burke. Bryce Willits, third baseman, is awaiting on deck. Pretty busy day here at the ballpark. Cheerwine day, bark in the park. Kids around the bases post-game. 1-2, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate for strike three. Jose Nodal gets his second punch out of the day. Jacob Burke will have a seat after swing and missing at the third strike of his at-bat. After one, we're still scoreless in this game two of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Scoreless in Kannapolis. John Garcia, Luis Encarnacion, Dory Lorenzo due up in the second inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Still scoreless in this game two of action. Peyton Paulette returns to the mound for another inning of work here. He has done well, just under 10 pitches. Here's pitch number 10 of his day. Big swing and a miss from John Garcia, the DH. 0-1 is your count. Peyton Paulette making his ninth start on the year. He has faced Fayetteville once already this year. Back on the 14th, four innings, one run allowed on four hits. Two walks, but he struck out five. 0-1, he goes around on it, does Garcia. 0-2 now on Peyton Paulette's opponent in John Garcia. Garcia is on a five-game hit streak so far in this week here with Kannapolis. He's reached every game. 0-2 lifted high and foul down the line. Count will stay put at 0-2 and we'll do it again. Paulette and the Ballers. Last time Paulette faced Fayetteville. Struck out five, which is a season high for the righty. 0-2 on the way. Fastball is just a bit inside and low to Garcia. 1-2 is your count. Paulette's velo sitting a little higher today than he normally has it. Normally he's working lower 90s, but he's up to 94 currently. 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Fastball is upstairs. 1-2 will move now to 2-2. Paulette, not a guy that struggles too much with the free pass. He's had two outings in which he's walked at least three. He walked two last time he faced Fayetteville. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out of a breaking ball from Peyton Paulette. He's got his second punch out of the day. John Garcia will go down on strikes for the first out. One down, and now Luis Encarnacion is due up. Paulette, as mentioned, struck out a season-high five last time he faced off against the Woodpeckers. That was out at Seger Stadium on the 14th of May. He's tossed four innings in his last three outings each as this first pitch to Garcia is lifted high and foul. A 0-1 count coming on Encarnacion. Paulette, as mentioned, a second-round pick out of Arkansas. Gets a lot of high praise around the White Sox organization for his effectiveness on the mound. 0-1 chopped foul by Encarnacion. Move it to now 0-2. Number 9 ranked prospect in the White Sox system per MLB pipeline. As the Ballers blessed with a multitude of good pitchers this year. Tanner McDougal getting the start last night. Noah Schultz getting the start on Friday. Schultz struck out 5 in 2 innings. McDougal struck out 3 last night. He allowed 4 walks, but he threw 4 shutout innings. Here's the 0-2 from Paulette. Just a bit inside. Encarnacion takes a tough take, but nonetheless a 1-2 count coming on the catcher. Again, a great crowd on hand enjoying Cheerwine Day. Bark in the Park, 1-2. This one is chopped foul by Encarnacion. Keep it at 1-2. Miss Casey Betty has made her face shown. She's hanging out down in the dugout suite with the Ballers front office staff, family, and friends who are down in the dugout suite today. A 1-2 count. One down in the top of the second inning. Scoreless in Kannapolis. Paulette's 1-2. This one's chopped towards third. It'll land foul again. Ricky Rivera, manager for Fayetteville, will snag the ball. And a lot of the Ballers front office family and friends are here down in the dugout suite enjoying some of the best seats in the house. Those seats are actually closer to home plate than the actual pitcher's mound. 1-2. Low one outside, and Encarnacion takes. 2-2 is your count. If you draw a straight line from the rubber on the mound to home plate and then draw a straight line from the dugout suite to home plate, the dugout suite line shorter. 2-2. Lifted high and foul again by Encarnacioni. Stays alive. Evens at 2-2. Every time I'm down there, I've never actually sat down there for a game, obviously. I'm up here in the broadcast booth, but those seats are fantastic for sure. Would love to get down there during the game action. 2-2 on the way. Some chop foul again by Encarnacion, and the plot thickens even more. Keep it at 2-2, and we'll do it again. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Paulette's pitch count already up to now 24. 2-2, pitch on the way. Curveball again fouled. Encarnacion fighting at the plate. A 2-2 count remains. Dory Lorenzo, second baseman, is awaiting on deck. Top of the second inning here in Kannapolis. As the Ballers and the Woodpeckers wrapping this series up. And what's been a bit of a wild week, up and down for sure. 2-2 count, one down. As Ricky Rivera goes out and retrieves the foul ball. 2-2, one down in the inning. Peyton Paulette will set, working from the line, 2-2. Upstairs, count will run full now on Encarnacion. Paulette mainly working from the windup. Unless, of course, runners on base. He goes from the stretch. 3-2 from the line. Here's the payoff pitch. This one's fouled off again, and same story, different pitch. Paulette will have a count remaining full. Full count with one down in the top of the second inning on Encarnacion. A 12th pitch of the at-bat on the way. Low and inside for ball four, and finally the end at-bat continues and completes. Luis Encarnacion will draw a one-out walk. Paulette throws 12 pitches alone to Luis Encarnacion, and that does conclude the at-bat. Dory Lorenzo is going to step in with one on and now one on in the inning. First base runner of the game via the free pass for the Woodpeckers. Paulette will step in. First pitch to Lorenzo is upstairs, a 1-0 count. As now Luis Pineda is going to come have a chat with his arm in Peyton Paulette. Encarnacion draws the walk. Zach Daniels had a single on a broken bat blooper in the first inning. But Paulette just trying to find a way to throw some strikes and not have them fouled off against the Woodpeckers. 1-0 count, one down, top of the second inning. Lorenzo with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. He spins in a breaking ball for a called strike. 1-1 now on Dory Lorenzo. He had his first home run of the season earlier this week. A shot out into right field. Encarnacion at first with a good lead. Paulette sets 1-1. Swing and a miss. He swings the helmet off of his head. Did Dory Lorenzo. He lost his helmet. He swung so hard. Count moves to now 1-2. On Dory Lorenzo. Garrett McGowan, left fielder, awaiting. Paulette sets 1-2. This one's fouled off straight back. Lorenzo will still work with a 1-2 count. And Ballers and Woodpeckers remain scoreless in this game two of action. Good lead at first for Encarnacion. Pitch on the way. Inside and low now, 2-2 on Lorenzo. Ballers in the blue tops today for game two. They were in the white tops for game one. Paulette will set on the mound, 2-2 count. 2-2 on the way to Lorenzo. Fastball up and away. Count will run full. And Peyton Paulette is just running into some deeper counts in the at-bats. The results have been there. He's only allowed one hit and one walk. But these at-bats are a long and tedious work for the righty. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another curveball off the arm of Paulette. About three punch-outs now as Dory Lorenzo will be sitting down in the dugout. That'll be now two down and a runner on for Gary McGowan. McGowan will step in with one on and two down in the frame. Paulette has struck out two this inning. He's got three total on his day through an inning and two-thirds. Pitch on the way. McGowan towers this one in foul ground. After it is a catcher, Pineda. Seeing if he has room, it'll land just into the area in the seating bowl. Heads up down there as Pineda definitely pursued, as did Bryce Willits. And it looks like everyone in the seating bowl is okay, as that one hit off of the protective netting and bounced right into the first few rows of that seating bowl area. 0-1 count on McGowan, the 8-hole batter. Pitch count slowly climbing for Paulettis at 35. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way. This one's grounded towards second. Mora will scoop. Underhand to second for the out, and that'll conclude the second inning. It's a force out of Luis Encarnacion, a 4-6 put out for the third out. Garrett McGowan is the fielder's choice. That concludes the top of the second inning. So Paulette, through two innings, has three strikeouts. Clean day's work so far. We remain scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers remain tied at zero. We'll send things towards the Ballers. Willits, Pineda, and Laureano to come. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bryce Willits leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's Luis Pineda, Joanna Bill Laureano to follow against the lefty Jose Nadal. Second inning underway. Pitch delivered. It is just a bit low in there for a called strike. 0-1 count now on Jose Nadal. His opponent in Bryce Willits. Willits steps in. The lefty bat batting 301 on the year. 0-1 count Nadal's pitch. This one's towered into center field. After it'll be Zach Daniels. Barely has to move. He'll drift in a little bit from center. And the out is made by the grab. And Miss Casey Benny goes out, and she's going to grab the bat from Bryce Willits. And she's doing her bat dog duty today here in this series finale. Miss Casey struggling with the bat. A little heavy from Bryce Willits, rightfully so. He's got himself a pretty big bat. He's been hitting the ball well. One down, and now Luis Pineda is going to step in. So now Pineda will dig in against the lefty Jose Nadal, who's through an inning and a third, as not allowed much from Kannapolis. He'll swing at the first pitch he sees and foul it off on a cannonball their way. 0-1 your count on Luis Pineda. Pineda struggled against lefties this year, batting just 0-83. He's appeared in 9 total games with a lefty pitcher. 13 plate appearances, just one hit. He's walked once, he struck out 3 times. So he's put the ball into play, but he's mainly been hitting the ball to defenders in the field. An 0-1 count. Lefty Nadal sets, pitch delivered. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Encarnacion. Evens out of 1-1. Awaiting on deck is Joinville Laureano. Bottom of the second inning, a 1-1 count, one down. Ballers looking to finish up the series on a high note. 1-1 to Pineda is inside from Nadal. 2-1 now on Luis. Still batting below the Mendoza line at 189. He's definitely picked up the bat more in recent times after starting the season a little cold at the plate. 2-1. Nadal looks in for the signs. He'll offer the pitch. Curveball is in there on the inside corner, says Frank Jones. Evens now at 2-2. Pineda thought it was inside. He'll call time and reset his thoughts. Pineda definitely motioned like he thought it was inside. Nonetheless, 2-2 count, one down. Laureano awaiting. Nodal, as mentioned, 0-4 on the year. He has not picked up a victory yet. 2-2 count. One down. Nodal sets, working from the stretch. Pitch delivered. This one's chopped to the middle. Second baseman Lorenzo drifts up the middle and makes the play. To first he goes for the out. A 4-3 put out of Luis Pineda. Two down now. Nobody on for Joannaville Laureano. So Laureano will dig in. Ballers have had just one base runner in this one. A walk from Mario Camaletti. They have not picked up any hits yet against this lefty, Jose Nodal. Of course, the last time the Ballers played two games in one day here at Atrium Health Ballpark, had a little bit of magic in game one. Connor McCullough, who's since been promoted to the Winston-Salem Dash, tossed a 7-inning no-hitter. Pitch inside and low, a 1-0 count on Laureano. McCullough promoted to the Winston-Salem Dash earlier this week on Wednesday. A 1-0 count, two down. Laureano stands in against Nodal. Here is the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs, 2-0. Again, Kannapolis and Fayetteville wrapping up this series. Kannapolis stays home after this one. They'll host Lynchburg for six games. And then Fayetteville is headed off to Carolina to face the Mudcats. 2-0 pitch delivered. And therefore, a strike now 2-1. The Mudcats have been in fuego in their last few games of action. They had a six-game win streak last I checked. As a 2-1 count remains on Laureano. Pitch delivered. Hacked out and fouled off straight back. 2-2 now on Joannaville. Javier Mora awaiting on deck, the second baseman. As again, the Ballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers finishing up this week's action. Still have six more home games to go before the Ballers return to the road. And they'll head to Kinston to face the Down East Wood Ducks very soon. 2-2. Curveball is just a bit outside. Laureano takes wisely. Count will shift now full on Joannaville. Mora on deck in case the inning extends. Laureano standing in there with some confidence against the lefty, Nodal. Mudcats winners of seven in a row. 3-2 on the way. This one's inside and low for ball four. It'll be a two-out free pass issued to Joannaville Laureano. So a base runner on and two down. And stepping in will be Javier Mora. So currently, you look around the Carolina League in today's action. Carolina and Lynchburg are in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's kind of funny the way this sets up. Fayetteville and Kannapolis playing each other, and then Carolina and Lynchburg are playing each other, and both of those two teams will split up among the four and will do battle with each other next week. Morris first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Lynchburg leads 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning up at Bank of the James Stadium. Morris 0-1 is fouled off. Nodal offers. An 0-2 count now on Mora, the second baseman. Again, Carolina entering today 7 in a row. They've won. Looking to make it 8 against Lynchburg in that series finale before they host Fayetteville. Mora will ground this 0-2 towards first base. Played by Cruz. He'll pick it up and step on the bag for the out. It'll be a force out of Javier Mora for the third out. And that is the final out of the inning. It's after two innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is still scoreless between the Ballers and the Peckers. Peyton Paulette returns to the mound. We'll be right back with a quick break and some words from our wonderful sponsors on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, due up after the 9-0 batter. Leo is Danny Molina. It's Molina, Cole, and Daniels on the ledger for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the top of the third. Peyton Paulette batter on the mound for his third inning of action. First pitch of the third is delivered. Pineda can't scoop it out. And on a ball in the dirt, a 1-0 count now on the 9-0 batter. Leo is Danny Molina. Paulette returns for his third inning of action. He's at 37 pitches at the moment. 37 pitches, 27 strikes. He's definitely found the strike zone in his outing. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. 1-1 now on Leo's Danny Molina. Paulette threw two complete innings, has three strikeouts. Certainly looking for more in his outing. A 1-1 count. Paulette will set, pitch delivered. This one is low. Now 2-1 on Molina. Paulette returns for his team high ninth appearance on the season. Made the start in game two of the season back in Down East. The 2-1 is outside now, 3-1 on Molina. Not a huge walks guy is Peyton Paulette. He's walked no more than three in an outing. Moriney working now with a 3-1 count. Nobody out. Moriney will set. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in there for a called strike. Move to a now full count on Leo's Danny Molina, who is just below the Mendoza line, batting 194. On the young season, the shortstop for Fayetteville in his second season with the Woodpeckers. 3-2 count, nobody out, wind is blowing in from left. Paul Edel set, here's the 3-2. Breaking ball low and outside for ball four. It'll be another walk for Paul Ed. And Leo's Danny Molina will take first base on a free pass. So now one on and nobody out, top of the order due up in Zach Cole. So two walks on the day for Paul Ed. As mentioned, he's not a huge walk guy. Cole will dig in with a runner on. Pitch delivered from the righty. Fastball lower part of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. Zach Cole in his first at-bat was a strikeout looking against the righty Paulette. 0-1 count. A good lead at first for Molina. Paulette will set. Working from the stretch. 0-1. And there for a called strike, 0-2 on Zach Cole. Molina's at first. Cole 0-1 at the plate. Certainly looking to get some offense going. Check on the runner at first is not in time. Molina dives back in safely. And 0-2 count on the leadoff batter, Cole. Zach Daniels, center fielder to follow. It's Paulette with a look at first base. Molina with a good lead. 0-2 on the way. This one's lifted in the air to center and drifting towards left center. After it is Burke, but calling him off is Laureano. He makes the grab for the out. It'll be a fly out into left for Zach Cole. Now one down in the frame. Runner still on first, and Zach Daniels due up. So one down, top of the third inning. Zach Daniels steps in for his second at-bat of the day. He has Fayetteville's only hit. He has the game's only hit on a bloop single in the left. Paulette takes a peek at first base. A good lead for Molina. Righty sets on the mound. Here is the first pitch. Just a bit low. Pineda snags it. 1-0. Ballers have only left two on base so far today. Fanville as well has left on two. At first base is Molina with a decent lead. Paul Edel sent 1-0. Fastball is upstairs, trying to sneak a fastball in the upper part of the zone to no avail. Count will move to 2-0. Again, Zach Daniels down in a minor league rehab assignment with the Corpus Christi Hooks. 2-0 count. Paulette with a look at first base, or Molina takes a good lead. 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Daniels goes after a breaking ball from Paulette. 2-1. Paulette looks in for the signs. Zach Daniels digging in, batting 267 in his time here with Fayetteville. More than likely will resume action with Corpus Christi here soon. 2-1 pitch on the way. Some line down the line and right. It's hooking. Foul. And hit off the siding down the right field line over by our wonderful tarp that we pulled off the field this morning at 9 a.m. 2-2 count. Zach Daniels returning to the plate. Molina returning to first. And waiting on deck, switch hitting third baseman Ricardo Below. As Paulette looks in for the signs, he's at just below 50 pitches currently. 2-2 count. Pitch number 50 of his day is on the way after a check on the runner. He'll dive back in. Molina with a good lead. Definitely somebody to keep an eye on. He's got a little bit of speed on the base paths. As Daniels digs in, Paulette'll set. 2-2. Fastball is up and inside to Daniels. Count will run full. Paulette just kind of trying to get through some of these batters. The struggle for the righty has been these deep at-bats. A lot of full counts and a lot of very long at-bats. As 3-2 count on the two-batter, Zach Daniels. Paulette will set full count, one down. Here is the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul over everybody's head. Count will stay put, 3-2, one down in the frame. We will do it again for Zach Daniels. Wind is blowing in from left. Paulette trying to get through this order with a little bit more efficiency. 3-2, runner going. Pitch is low and outside for ball four. It'll be the second walk of the frame for Peyton Paulette. To second will go Molina, and to first goes Zach Daniels. The third walk of the day for Peyton Paulette. He's got two on and one down in the order for Ricardo Below. So now Ricardo Below due up here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, a two on and one down in this top of the third. Paulette takes a peek at second. Here's the first pitch. Upstairs, a 1-0 count now on Below. Fifty-two pitches on the day. He'll come set with a lead. At second is Molina. This one's grounded up the middle on the 1-0 into center. That'll drop and be a base knock and more. Scoring the play is going to be Molina. Throw comes in. It won't be in time. A leadoff, a RBI single, I should say, for Ricardo Below. Puts the Peckers on top. As to second goes Daniels. Scoring is Leo's Danny Molina. And Fayetteville strikes first here in this third inning. It's an RBI single from Ricardo Below. One out and two on now. Still in the frame for Narbe Cruz. Now Blake Hickman's going to come out and have a chat with Peyton Paulette, trying to work out some strategy perhaps, as there's 2-1 in the frame for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Paulette runs into some trouble here in this third inning. This will be just the fifth batter he's faced. However, it's been long and deep at-bats. These at-bats have been very extensive for the righty. So Narbe Cruz is going to step in with two on and one down. You look at what else is going on across the White Sox minor league system. We had a final already today as Kannapolis took this first game of the makeshift doubleheader 4-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bottom of the sixth currently in Charlotte, where the Knights are hosting the Nashville Sound. 7-4 Nashville in that series finale. Top of the fourth in Winston-Salem. The Dash and our good buddy in Brooks Goswan are trailing to the Greensboro Grasshoppers 4-1 in the top of the fourth up at Truist Stadium. Goswan, of course, a former Cannonballer. He's through 3 1/3 up in Winston. 5 o'clock first pitch in Birmingham. The Barons will finish up that week's action against the Mississippi Braves. First pitch to Narbe Cruz is low and outside, a 1-0 count. It's Paulette dealing with two on and one down. In this top of the third, Fayetteville strikes first. They're up 1-0. Looks like the righty and Emerson Talavera getting loose down the line in right in case Paulette can't get out of the inning. 1-0. This one's popped up in the infield, should be playable. Paulette's going to chase, as will Elko. Pineda as well, and it'll end up landing in the seating bowl just behind the home plate, just behind the first baseline area. A 1-1 count on the batter in Narbe Cruz. As Talavera continuing to get loose down the line. Paulette definitely was hustling over. He's not afraid to field his position. But it was well out of play. Wind kind of took it for a ride. Second base bag is Daniels. First base is below. Palat with a 1-1 count on Cruz. Pitch delivered. And the dirt blocked by the catcher Pineda. Now 2-1. Paulette just shy of 60 pitches. And he's already tossed about 40 pitches in this one inning alone. And the righty Emerson Talavera getting loose down the line for the ballers. In case Paulette really can't get out of this frame. 2-1 count. Here is the pitch. Up and in, and it hits Narbe Cruz up in the hand of the wrist area. And we heard that up here. That can't feel too good, as it'll be a hit-by-pitch. Daniels will walk to third, below to second. Cruz will get first on the hit-by-pitch, but he is in some discomfort. And over to check on will be the trainer, Jennifer Bardale. So it'll be bases chuck for the Peckers with one down for John Garcia. As now Ricky Rivera is taking a peek at the lineup card. Should Narbe Cruz not be able to continue in this game? As now it looks like Narbe Cruz is in some pretty bad discomfort. Not sure he'll be able to continue in this ball game. Fayetteville is already kind of banged up. They've lost three arms this week alone on the pitching staff. John Garcia will be due up with bases loaded. As Fayetteville trying to examine if they can get a check on Narbe Cruz or they'll need to put in a pinch runner. As Cruz, it looks like, is going to stay put in the ball game. He'll get a peek at it, and he's just going to take a free pass over to first. He'll stay in the ball game, so again, base is loaded and one down for John Garcia. John Garcia will step in. Bases loaded, one down. Fayetteville looking for some more offense. They've already put a run up in the frame against Paulette. First pitch on the way from the righty. A curveball is low. Pineda will scoop. A 1-0 count now on John Garcia. Fayetteville just one run on one hit in the inning. 1-0 on the way from the righty. This one is in there for a strike. 1-1. Garcia, his first time up, struck out swinging against Paulette. He's got three punch-outs, does Peyton, but he's also walked three. 1-1. Swinging a foul tip straight back. 1-2 now. Garcia staying alive. Luis Encarnacion, the catcher, is awaiting on deck. He had that 12-pitch at-bat against the righty Paulette. Back in the second inning, and what feels like an eternity ago. A 1-2 count. The righty moving. Here's the pitch. Curveball just a bit outside. Count evens at 2-2. 2-2 count on Garcia. Batting 165 on the year. 3 homers, 8 RBI. Paulette working 2-2. This one's chopped foul by Garcia. Count will stay put at 2-2 and we'll do it again. As Paulette on the mound again at 63 pitches, has certainly almost reached his cap. 2-2 count, one down. Here is the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Peyton Paulette picks up the strikeout looking of John Garcia. He's now 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts today. And Pat Leland will come out and have a chat, and looks like that's the end of the day for Peyton Paulette. His day comes to a close. A change in pitching will take place for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Paulette grinds through 65 pitches. He allows just the one run on two hits for the moment. Two down in the inning, and Emerson Talavera will take over. We'll be right back after a short break in the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Luis Encarnacion steps in against the new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 5'10", 160-pound, 20-year-old from Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. It's Emerson Talavera on the bump. He'll take over for Peyton Paulette, and with bases loaded, two down, Luis Encarnacion hacks at the first pitch he sees and misses. 0-1 is your count. Talavera, 0-1 of the year, the 5.28 ERA. He hasn't pitched in over a week. Back on the 26th in Augusta was the last time he tossed in the week. An 0-1 count, Talavera on the mound. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pineda gets the ball after an 88-mile-an-hour pitch from Talavera. And Encarnacion goes swing and a miss, and 0-2 is your count. Bases chuck full of peckers in the top of the third with two outs. 0-2 count. Talavera looking to get out of the frame. He's got 17 strikeouts, 10 walks. Opponents batting 283 against the righty. 0-2 on the way. This one's popped up in the infield. It'll hook foul and land in foul ground. 0-2 count. It remains on Luis Encarnacion. Dory Lorenzo, second baseman, is awaiting. This is Talavera on the mound looking to get out of the frame unscathed. 0-2. There's the pitch from the righty. This one's lined towards the second baseman, Mora. He'll field it quickly, has to throw to first. He gets the out at first for the final out of the inning. A 4-3 ground out for Encarnacion, and the Peckers only get the one run in the third inning. They do lead 1-0, but they leave the bases loaded in this top of the third inning. Bottom third headed your way after a fast break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis trailing 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan, Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camilletti do up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the third inning against Jose Nadal, the lefty returning to the mound as Nadal sets up. First pitch on the way to Logan. A curveball in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. At 74 miles an hour, that curveball hums in. Get an 0-1 count on Drake Logan. Batting just 156 on the year. Here's the pitch. He'll chop this one back towards the mound over the head of Nadal. Going to be a tough play for Lorenzo. He'll field it, but it won't be in time. An infield single for Drake Logan. He is on base for the first time today in his first at-bat. One on and nobody out, and that'll send things towards the leadoff batter, Jordan Sprinkle. So Drake Logan picks up a little chopper infield single. And the Ballers looking for some offense. They trail 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this series finale. As in looking for the signs is Nadal. Sprinkle steps in. Pitch on the way. Shows bunt. He'll go around on it. Says home plate umpire Frank Jones. And 0-1 count coming on Sprinkle. Sprinkle is 0-1. He grounded out to the shortstop in Molina his first time up. As Logan at first base with a decent lead. Here's the 0-1. This one's lined in a left field. That's going to drop and be a base knock for Jordan Sprinkle. Back-to-back singles for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Jordan Sprinkle's on base for the first time in this game. Logan will shift up to second. And now two on and still nobody out for Mario Camilletti. Mario Camilletti, the DH, will step in. He reached on a walk his first time up, and he's got two on in the frame. Still nobody out against Jose Nadal. Camilletti, the eighth round pick out of Central Michigan. Looking to make his presence felt on offense. First pitch from Nadal is a breaking ball low. Kind of move to 1-0. No arms warming for Fayetteville down the line. Nadal currently at 43 pitches on his day. A 1-0 count. Camilletti looks in. Here's the 1-0 from Nadal. Swinging a foul tip back by Mario. Kind of move to 1-1 on Camilletti. Elko, the first baseman, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, a 1-0 game. Fayetteville leads. Both teams with two hits apiece in this series finale of action. 1-1 count, nobody out. Bottom of the third, here's Nadal's pitch. Tries to spin a breaking ball outside corner. Doesn't get it. 2-1 now on to Mario Camilletti. Setting on the bump is Nadal, 2-1. This one is lifted high and foul by Mario. Count will move now to 2-2. trying to get a hold of it. As now the sun poking out through the clouds here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First time we've seen the sun all day. It's been pretty overcast and dreary. No rain in the forecast and no rain for the rest of the day. The sun's starting to poke out through the clouds. That'll be a mound visit charge to Fayetteville. Nodal looking in for the signs. Lerner at second is Drake Logan. Jordan Sprinkles at first. Camilletti with a 2-2 count. Here's the lefty's pitch. This one's lined in the left field. That's going to drop and be a base knock for Mario Camilletti. How about three singles in a row for the Kannapolis Cannonballers? It's like a sign-up chart for speed dating as Jordan Sprinkles going to move to second. It's the third single in a row for the Ballers offense. And now bases chuck full of Ballers with nobody out in the frame for Tim Elko. So Tim Elko is going to step in with nobody out and everybody at a base. Logan Sprinkle and Camilletti. First pitch from Nodal is upstairs. 1-0 is your count. Again, a one-run ball game. Fayetteville holding on to a 1-0 lead, but there's a lot of offense coming in the wings for Kannapolis. You got a lot of good base runners on. Elko, Burke, and Willits. You are not out of the woods yet if you're Nodal. 1-0 is upstairs. 2-0 is your count. Even if you pitch around Elko, you've still got Jacob Burke, one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League, and then Bryce Willits, who is one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League. Might be the hottest bat across this level of baseball. 2-0, big, so we're going to miss. Elko goes after a 92-mile-an-hour heater. 2-1 is your count on Tim Elko. As Nodal, now we'll have a 2-1 count on the Lutz, Florida native Tim Elko. Carolina League leader in home runs with 9. Extra base hits, doubles, and total bases for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, former Ole Miss Rebel Elko. 2-1 count. Here is the pitch. This one's towered high and foul in the Cannonballer way. A 2-2 count on Elko. Getting bark in the park here at Atrium Health Ballpark. All kinds of four-legged furry friends joining us. Got a couple of dog paws behind home plate, as designed by our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel. Nodal sets, 2-2 on the way. Swinging a foul tip, Elko gets a piece of it. Staying alive at the plate is the power bat of Elko. And 2-2 count is in route. Elko hasn't hit a home run since May 13th out in Fayetteville. It's been a little bit. May 13th out in Fayetteville at Sagra Stadium against the Woodpeckers. 2-2 count. Nodal's pitch. Fastball is outside for now. Ball three. A full count runs on Tim Elko. Nodal thought he had strike three, but he had ball three instead. Now base is loaded. Nobody out. Jacob Burke awaiting on deck. We know what damage Burke can do. We know what Elko can do at the plate, too. 9 homers on the year. 3-2 from Nodal. This one's lifted. High and deep. Right field. Going back is Cole. He looks up. That ball is out of here. It's a Tim Elko grand slam in the bottom of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Logan, Sprinkle, Camilletti, and Tim Elko will all cross the plate. It's the 10th home run of the year for Tim Elko, and the Ballers take the lead in the bottom of the third. It's 4-1, Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Carolina League leading a 10th home run on the year, and the Ballers are back in business. That's 4 hits in a row for the Ballers offense. To lead off the third inning, still nobody out, and Jacob Burke is due up. It's an Oppo Taco off the bat of Tim Elko. And the Ballers take the lead with some authority here in this third inning. Mario Camilletti, Jordan Sprinkle, and Drake Logan all score. As Nodal's first pitch to Burke is a fastball upstairs. 1-0 is your count on Burke. So Elko gets his first home run in almost a month. And his last two home runs have been against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0, Nodal will offer to Burke. Fastball again upstairs, now 2-0. Nodal sitting at about 55 pitches currently, about 33 strikes. He's found the strike zone as he left one a little too up there for Elko. It's an opposite field grand slam, 2-0 to Burke. Curveball is upstairs, he left it hanging, now 3-0. Elko sending the ballpark into a frenzy here in this Sunday afternoon. A grand slam from the Omer Ole Miss Rebel. Hands the ball, there's a 4-1 lead. Nodal works from the line, 3-0. Outside for ball four, and now every cannonballer in this third inning has reached base. Jacob Burke continues to stretch. He has reached base again. He has still reached base in every game this season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's on first base. Bryce Willits will step in. Bryce Willits will dig in with a runner on first. It's Jacob Burke, but not before Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, is going to come out and have a chat with his lefty and Jose Nodal. So how do we get here? Well, the Peckers took a 1-0 lead earlier in this ball game, but bottom of the third, Kannapolis lights the bats up. A leadoff single from Drake Logan. Sprinkle and Camiletti each follow with a single of their own. And Tim Elko steps into the bases loaded and hits an opposite field grand slam to right field. Jacob Burke follows the grand slam with a walk, and there's still nobody out in this bottom of the third. A seven-inning game here in Kannapolis, following up with the final game of this week between the Peckers and the Ballers, as Bryce Willits is going to step in with a runner on and nobody out. Meeting adjourned by home plate umpire Frank Jones. As Willits is going to step in, he's seen his average dip below 300 for the first time in a while. It's now at 299 as this pitch is inside from Nodal. A 1-0 count. That is five balls in a row from Nodal. Everything has been all around the strike zone, but he hasn't been able to find it. Pitch on the way. Willits chops this one towards third, played by below. Underhands the second for one, and that's all the outs they're going to get. As Willits will reach on a fielder's choice, it'll be a 5-4 put out of Jacob Burke at second base. So it is the first out of the frame. Willits will reach, though, on the fielder's choice. So still a runner on and one down, and due up will be the catcher, Luis Pineda. So Luis Pineda will step in. He is the seventh baller of the frame to step to the plate against Jose Nodal, who's now at 60 pitches. Pitch on the way. This one skips, and it gets by the catcher at Encarnacion to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Jose Nodal. To second goes Willits. So now in scoring position is Willits with a 1-0 count of the plate on Luis Pineda. A 1-0 count, one down. Pineda standing in with the bat over the right shoulder. Nodal, the lefty, sets up 1-0. This one's up and away now, 2-0. Pineda and the Ballers have racked up four hits in the frame, four runs on four hits. All coming on one swing of the bat from a Tim Elko grand slam. 2-0 count, a one down. Nodal's offering. This one's lifted high and deep, right center field. He got all of this one. Cole looks up and is off the base of the wall in triples alley. Scoring will be Willits. Pineda's going to stop at second. It'll be an RBI double off the bat of Luis Pineda. That ball was torched into right center field. The Ballers will extend their lead. It's now 5-1, and Luis Pineda has an RBI double. A 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Luis Pineda. He got all of that RBI double. And Kannapolis keeps the good times rolling in this third inning. That's five runs on five hits. Joanna Villariano is going to step in with still one on and one out. There is a righty getting loose down the line for Fayetteville. As Lariano steps in, he's the eighth batter of the frame. First pitch on the way from the lefty is inside, a 1-0 count on Lariano. Looks like it could be Jose Fleury getting loose down the line in left for Fayetteville. A 1-0 count, one down, bottom of the third. Kannapolis leads 5-1. 1-0 to Loriano's up and away. A 2-0 count now. Pineda's at second with an RBI double that he crushed into right center field, scoring Willits. Laureano today has a walk against Nodal, and he takes the 2-0 upstairs, now 3-0. So far, you look at the line for Jose Nodal. He's allowed 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, and struck out just 2. His ERA has jumped to 5.28 on the year. 3-0 count. He set up all the way to the left side of the rubber near the third base bag. 3-0. This one's low and inside for ball 4. Second walk of the day for Joanna Villariano. That'll set up 2 on now for the Cannonballers and 1 down. Ninth batter of the inning, and Javier Mora will step in with 2 on and still 1 out in the frame. And 5 runs on 5 hits. Nodal will stay on the mound to face Mora. Got a ground ball, gets Fayetteville out of the inning. But a tough bat, and Mora steps to the plate. He grounded out to the first baseman, Cruz, his last time up. As now we have a pitch clock violation on Nodal. He didn't get set up in time, a 1-0 count. So Mora will start with a 1-0 count. Pineda's at second, Laureano's at first. Nodal sets on the mound. A 1-0 count, he's taking his time. Here is the pitch. Mora takes a hefty swing and misses, a 1-1 count. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone, and he goes after it. And Mora doesn't make contact. And a 1-1 count on the baller's second baseman. Nodal sets, 1-1, here's the pitch. Upstairs, Mora will take 2-1 now. As Drake Logan awaiting on deck. It would be his second at-bat of the inning if he's able to step to the plate. Again, an arm loosing for Fayetteville as Nodal is faced now 9 this inning. Mora goes after the 2-1 up in the zone and misses at 89 miles an hour, 2-2. Nodal is now at 70 pitches in his outing. He has gone just 2 1/3, allowing 5 runs on 5 hits. 2-2 for Mora. This one's lifted high and deep. Left center field. Backtracking McGowan. Backtracking Daniels deep into Triples Alley. He makes the grab on the run, does Daniels, but the runners are going to move up as that ball was absolutely crushed into left center field. Probably about 390 feet, but that wall out there in left center is deep, and it's a higher wall than normal. Javier Mora with a loud and long fly out into center is the second out. The runners will move up. 2 down, and Drake Logan's going to step in, but Ricky Rivera has seen enough. It'll be the end of the day for Jose Nodal. It'll be a new arm on the way. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Annapolis has torched the Woodpeckers pitching staff in this third inning. 5 runs on 5 hits. New arm on the way. We'll be right back after this short break. Drake Logan will step to the plate for the second time this inning. He's got runners on second and third and two down. The Ballers have put up five runs on five hits, thanks to majorly a grand slam from Tim Elko earlier in this half inning as we're in the bottom of the third. New arm is Elvis Garcia. The righty, his first pitch is in there for a called strike to Drake Logan. 0-1 is your count. Elvis Garcia just added to the roster yesterday for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, wearing number 2. 6-foot, 165-pound, 20-year-old from Caguagua, Venezuela. I definitely butchered that, folks. 0-1 is in there for a called strike. 0-2 is your count. Caguagua, Venezuela. I'm going to go with Caguagua. I definitely butchered it, but I gave it my effort. As long as you give effort, even if you get it wrong, folks, as long as you give effort and try to be right, you will try to succeed. You more likely will succeed. 0-2. Drake Logan tries for that pitch, but he goes around on it. And Elvis Garcia gets him swinging and missing on a breaking ball. Four out, number three, but damage certainly done. Kanapolis puts up five runs on five hits. A grand slam from Tim Elko, and then an RBI double from Luis Pineda. And the good times keep on rolling for the Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. To the fourth we go. New all on the way. Looks like Yohemi Nolasco is going to take over. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Tori Lorenzo takes over. Yohemi Nolasco on the mound for the Kanapolis Cannonballers. A 1-0 count as this one's inside and low. A 1-0 count on Tori Lorenzo, the second baseman. He'll be followed in the order by Garrett McGowan and Leo's Danny Molina. 1-0 count on Lorenzo. Top of the fourth. Kanapolis on top. 5-1. Nolasco, 6-foot, 360-pound, and 19-year-old from Yamasa, Dominican Republic. He spent last year in the Complex League with the White Sox. He is here in Kanapolis making his presence felt. Nolasco 0-0 with a 1.59 ERA. First pitch is in there for a called strike after the ball. Now 1-1 is your count. Nolasco 11 and a third innings pitch, 7 strikeouts, 5 walks. Opponents are batting 220 against the Ronnie Nolasco as this one is off the plate, 2-1 on Lorenzo. He pitched earlier this week, 3 innings back on the 29th against Fayetteville. 1 walk and 1 strikeout. He looked sharp, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Lorenzo goes after it upstairs in the zone, 2-2 now on Dory Lorenzo. McGowan, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. As Nolasco sets, here's a 2-2. This one's grounded. Foul ball down the left field line. Count will stay put at 2-2 on Lorenzo. His first time up, he struck out swinging against Peyton Paulette. Paulette, the starting arm today, running into some trouble, but he gets out of it without too bad of a line. 2 2/3, 2 hits, a run. It was earned. 3 walks and 4 punchouts. Talavera comes in the third of an inning and does his job. 2-2. In there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike 3, Yohemi Nolasco picks up his first strikeout of the day. 0-2 in the day is Dory Lorenzo. One down now in the fourth inning, and Garrett McGowan, the left fielder, due up. Again, this is a seven-inning matchup. So So technically we're looking at right now, the Ballers are 11 outs away from victory. So a lot of baseball left, and the Woodpeckers certainly can come back. That's not Nolasco's plan, though. Pitch is outside at 95 to McGowan, a 1-0 count. Nolasco has pitched a couple of times against these Woodpeckers. Made his Ballers debut a couple of weeks ago back in Fayetteville. A 1-0 is outside, now 2-0. Nolasco, three innings in Fayetteville, three hits, a walk, and two punchouts back on the 10th of May. A 2-0 count. Nolasco's pitch on the way. This one is chopped foul by Garrett McGowan. A 2-1 count now due up. McGowan, his first time up, grounded into a fielder's choice in the second inning. Getting Peyton Paulette out of the frame. 2-1 on the way from Nolasco. Hacked at a miss for a strike two. A 2-2 count on Garrett McGowan. Leo Zanny Molina, the shortstop, is awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth inning, 5-1 Ballers. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 2-2. Towered high and foul by McGowan, and we'll see if it stays in the play field of play. Elko after it, reaches over, he makes the grab on the ledge of the dugout, and it's out number two of the inning. Elko grabs it, and he brings it back into the play. A nice snag by Tim Elko, and that's out number two. A reach out of the glove from Elko, and it's a P3 and foul round for Garrett McGowan. Two down now, and Leo's Danny Molina steps in. A nice play by Elko. If he reached over a little bit more, he probably would have gone tumbling into the dugout. But his teammates would have been there to help him make the grab. Molina will step in. First pitch on the way from Nolasco's upstairs, a 1-0 count. Again, there's a bit of a catch-22 if you're in the dugout in that scenario. You want to stay out of the way so Elko can make the grab if he needs. But if he needs help getting back up, you want to be there to help him. A 1-0 count is fouled off. Now 1-1 on Leo's Danny Molina. I say just stick Noah Schultz down there and give him a hand. Noah Schultz, the top pitching prospect in the White Sox system at 6'9", 220, certainly would be a big help down there. 1-1 is just a bit outside, 2-1 to Molina. Schultz pitched on Friday, looked absolutely sensational in his two innings of work, five strikeouts. 2-1 of the way from Nolasco is hacked and a missed for strike two. 2-2 on Molina. Bottom of the fourth inning, we'll get you a look at the scores elsewhere in the Carolina League. A busy day on this Sunday in the Carolina League. 2-2 count, two out, top of the fourth inning. Ballers on top, 5-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Nolasco sets, here's the 2-2. Fastball upstairs, he tried to challenge him with a fastball, but he just pulled it a little too much. Count will run full. Top of the order, and Zach Cole, the right fielder, due up. As Nolasco, the third arm used today. Three count, two on the way. Just a bit outside. He thought it was strike three, but it's ball four instead. It'll be a two-out walk. Leo Zanny Molina will take a free pass to first base for the second time today. He's now walked twice, and he's on base. Top of the order, Zach Cole, due up. So now Fayetteville picks up a runner on with two in the frame. Retired by Nolasco. Zach Cole steps in. He's 0-2. He struck out in the first inning. Then he flew out his last time up in the third. Pitch is low and outside, a 1-0 count. Nolasco has lowered the ERA down to a 1.50 ERA. Certainly one of the more impressive arms out of the bullpen for Leland. 1-0 on the way. This one's a bit low. He tried to challenge him with a fastball downstairs. Couldn't quite get there, though. It's a 2-0 count. Lefties are hitting well against Nolasco, batting 300. Riney's struggling at 194. 2-0 count, pitch delivered. This one's low and outside. Nolasco tries to challenge, and it'll move him wide now 3-0. Zach Daniels, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. As Cole has not reached base yet in this ballgame. Reached base twice in the game earlier with a couple of free passes. 3-0. This one is up and in for ball four. Two walks after two quick outs for Yohemi Nolasco. As Molina moves to second, the first goes Zach Cole. It'll be back-to-back free passes issued. And now Zach Daniels, center fielder, is going to step in. Zach Daniels will step back in for another at-bat. Certainly want to get him some at-bats if you're the Houston Astros so he can get back healthy to Corpus Christi. First pitch in there from Nolasco for a called strike, 0-1. Daniels down with the Woodpeckers on rehab. The double-A Corpus Christi hooks. As Daniels singled in the first, he walked in the third inning but has not come around to score. And the 0-1 from Nolasco is low on a breaking ball. 1-1 is your count. Nolasco has definitely been a solid arm. The walks can get to him, though, as he's now got 7 walks along with 8 strikeouts. A 1-1 count pitch delivered. This one is just a bit upstairs. Daniels does not go around. Count will move to 2-1. At second with a good lead is Molina. At first is Zach Cole. Ballers defense playing straight up with a righty bat of Daniels at the plate. 2-1, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes after a 93-mile-an-hour heater upstairs and misses 2-2. Daniels, a fourth-round pick in 2020 out of Tennessee. A former Volunteer in the SEC. As Ben Butel now up and getting loose down the line for the Ballers should Nolasco be unable to be out of the inning. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Top of the fourth. Nolasco sets with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike 3. Yohimi Nolasco says, sit down, my friend. Zach Daniels takes a peek at strike 3. That's the third out of the top of the fourth inning. And now the Ballers are 9 outs away from victory. Yohimi Nolasco shuts down the Peckers in the fourth inning. To the bottom of the fourth we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers lead 5-1 here in Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Top of the order, 2-1, Jordan Sprinkle. Teff steps in. First pitch on the way from Elvis Garcia is low and outside, a 1-0 count. It'll be Sprinkle, Camiletti, and Elko due up. Bottom of the fourth, Ballers on top, 5-1. Elvis Garcia takes over for Jose Nadal as that pitch is hacked and a missed for strike one, a 1-1 count on Jordan Sprinkle. He's 1-for-2 today. Had a single in the third inning in which the Ballers put up 5 runs on 5 hits. As Garcia looks in for the signs on his first appearance in the Carolina League, 1-1 is fouled off by Sprinkle. Count will move to 1-2. It is his first appearance at this level of baseball since 2021. He was with the Woodpeckers for 6 games in 2021. He started 3 games, was 1-0 with a 1.96 ERA. He spent all last season in the Complex League with the Astros Orange squad. He's back in Fayetteville this year. Here's the 1-2. And they're blocked by the catcher in Encarnacion. County evens at 2-2 on Sprinkle. Again, Garcia just added to the roster yesterday from the Complex League as the Woodpeckers lost quite a few arms this week due to injury. Kind of a bit of a freak instance in which they've lost three arms due to injury. 2-2. Sprinkle chops this one back up the middle. Snap and grab by Garcia. He fields it and fires the first in time for the out. A nice play by the pitcher in Elvis Garcia as it is the first out of the frame. Jordan Sprinkle is retired. It'll be now one down for Mario Camaletti as Miss Casey Betty does her bat dog duty. And Mario Camaletti steps in with a little help from Frank Jones, the home plate umpire. Mario Camaletti steps in for his first time against the Ronnie in Garcia. First pitch in there for a strike, and one is your count. Camaletti today singled and walked. He's reached base twice today. He is 1-for-1, 0-1 in the way. Shows bunt, pulls it back as it's in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher in Encarnacion. 1-1 now due up for Camaletti. As 1-1 count, time called at the plate by Camaletti. He gets that time call just in time. 1-1 count, one down. Garcia with the blue glove delivers the pitch in the 1-1. It's upstairs, now 2-1. Garcia rocking that baby blue glove with the orange laces. Some old school Astros colors perhaps. A 2-1 count. Here's the pitch to Camaletti. Curveball is up in the zone for a called strike, 2-2. Garcia, oh no, the 0 ERA. Obviously his first pitching appearance with Fayetteville this year. 6-foot righty from Caucagua, Venezuela. 2-2 is low. Now count will run full. Elko awaiting on deck. Camaletti batting now .245. He's done well to raise the batting average this week. 3-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. He grounds this one up the middle. Garcia stabs at it again, and he's been a busy man. It's another ground out to the pitcher, Garcia. Underhands to first. A 1-3 put out for the second time in the inning. And now Tim Elko will step in with nobody on and two down. As Miss Casey does bat dog duty again. She has been a good girl today. She's been very busy. A lot of baseball being played today here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A lot of baseball being played across the Carolina League as well. As we're in game two here. Bottom of the eighth, it's a tie game between the Fred Nats and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Up in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Pitch inside to Elko. 1-0 is your count. Bottom of the seventh in Lynchburg. The Hillcats lead 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. They're looking to spoil the Mudcats' seven-game win streak. As a 1-0 curveball is outside. A 2-0 count now on Tim Elko. Two games have yet to start. 5:05 is your first pitch between Charleston and Augusta. And a 6:05 start in Myrtle Beach with the Pelicans host the Salem Red Sox. As that one is in there for a called strike to Elko. 2-1. Two finals. Technically, Kannapolis finishes today with the 4-1 victory as Elko lifts the 2-1 down the line and left to Fitzfair. It's gone. It is fair and it is gone. A two-homer game for Tim Elko. He's got 11 now on the season, and it's his second home run on the day to give Kannapolis the 6-1 lead here in the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. This guy has been crushing baseballs. 114-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Tim Elko. If it was fair, it was gone, and it stayed just fair down the line, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. It's his second homer on the day, and the Ballers lead 6-1 in the fourth inning. Jacob Burke now due up. So Elko with two homers today against the Woodpeckers. Burke will set. Pitch delivered from Garcia. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike, 0-1. As now Elko continues his hot-hitting ways in the Carolina League. 0-1, Burke will go after a pitch and foul it off. Move it to now an 0-2 count. Elko gets the cowboy hat honors down in the dugout. You hit a home run for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. You get the cowboy hat. That's how the show goes here in Cannon City. An 0-2 count on Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch from Garcia. Low and outside, a 1-2 count now on Burke. Getting Ballers looking for their second win on the day. They won earlier today 4-1 in the completion of last night's game. And then the one final elsewhere in the Carolina League, Columbia winning 4-3 in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-2, Burkle left this one high and foul down the right field line. Count will move again to another one at 1-2. So Columbia takes the victory in the series finale. Carolina's win streak at 7 games, almost a few outs away from getting snapped. Lynchburg on top, 2-0. 1-2 from the righty Garcia. Burkle tower this one into left field. Should be an easy fly ball, though, for McGowan. He barely has to move. He camps under to make the grab for the out. It's a fly out for Jacob Burke. He is now 0-2. But the inning does not end without another one from Tim Elko, a solo homer. He's got 2 homers and 5 RBI on the day. That'll send us into the top of the fifth. Ballers are a grand total of 9 outs away from victory. Yohimi Nolasco returns to the mound. We return to the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yohimi Nolasco takes the mound again for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the fifth inning. First pitch on the way from Nolasco to the batter is just a bit inside. A 1-0 count now for Nolasco as Ricardo Below steps in. It's Below, Cruz, and Garcia due up. As Nolasco delivers the 1-0, it is just a bit low and outside. 2-0 now to the switch hitting third baseman Ricardo Below. Nolasco, in his second inning of action, has looked sharp today. Pitch number 29 of his day is on the 2-0, is in there for a call. Strike 2-1 on Ricardo Below. And the Ballers on top 6-1. They have 6 hits, 2 of them from Tim Elko, and they've left the yard. 2-1 is fouled off. 2-2 is your count. Elko, after not having a home run since May 13th out in Fayetteville, has got 2 today. He's 2-for-3 with 5 RBI, of course, 2 home runs as well. As it's a 2-2 count, Nolasco sets, pinch delivered. Inside and low, count will run full now on Ricardo Below. Nolasco with a full count on Below. It'll come set, here is the pitch on the way. This one is fouled off down the line and left. It'll hit off the protective netting and stay in the field of play. Count will remain full on Ricardo Below. Below today has grounded into a double play. He has also singled in the third inning. Technically, that wasn't a ground ball double play. That was one off the glove of Paulette. 3-2. He lifts this one into left field. Backtracking after it is Laureano. Lifts under it on the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. One out is had. Ricardo Below is the first out of the fifth inning. Ballers are 8 outs away from victory. Keeping that countdown going. It'll send it to Narbe Cruz, the first baseman. If the wind was not blowing in from left field, that ball very well could have been a home run for Ricardo Below, but I think the wind blowing in from left kept that one in the yard. Pitch on the way for Nolasco. This one is grounded foul by Narbe Cruz, an 0-1 count on the way for the Woodpeckers' third baseman. Elsewhere in the White Sox organization today, Charlotte Knights trailing the Nashville Sounds in the ninth inning down in Charlotte. 0-1 is upstairs to Cruz, a 1-1 count. Nashville currently leading the Knights 8-7. Birmingham is not underway until 5 o'clock today. They'll host the Mississippi Braves. Our old buddy in Chase Selesky gets the start for the Barons. 1-1 on the way from the riding Olasco is upstairs. Now 2-1 to Narvae Cruz. Bottom of the seventh in Winston-Salem. The Dash trailing the Greensboro Grasshoppers 4-1. Our buddy in West Cath currently at the plate against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. 2-1, your count on Narvae Cruz. One out, top of the fifth. Ballers lead 6-1. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss for strike two. 2-2 count now on the first baseman, Cruz. John Garcia waiting on deck. Top of the fifth inning, 6-1 Ballers. Here is the pitch from Nolasco. This one's chopped foul. A little bit of an early swing from Narvae Cruz. A 2-2 count on the first baseman, Cruz. Nolasco has done well so far in his outing. He's through an inning and two-thirds. He's got two punch-outs. Here in game two of this makeshift doubleheader. 2-2 count. Here is the offering. This one's chopped foul again by Cruz, staying alive. That one's down the first baseline. Count moves to 2-2 and stays put there. John Garcia, the DH, awaiting on deck as the Ballers lead 6-1 on six hits. Nolasco on the bump with a deep breath. Here is the 2-2 offering. In there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike three, that's three strikeouts in the day for Yohemi Nolasco. Narvae Cruz will have a seat. He is the second out of the fifth inning. Two down, nobody on for John Garcia. John Garcia is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts today. In this top of the fifth inning, 6-1 Ballers. Garcia's five-game hit streak is sitting in the balance here against Nolasco. Pitch is in there for a called strike at 94. 0-1 is your count. Ballers have done pretty well today against the Woodpeckers. Six runs on six hits. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Garcia goes after it. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2 is your count. Top of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers seven outs away from victory. Keeping that clock ticking down, 0-2. Fastball up and away now, 1-2. Still a good crowd on hand, enjoying Cheerwine Day, barking the ballpark. 1-2 count, 2 down. Nolasco sets, pitch delivered. Upstairs, Garcia takes wisely, now 2-2. Postgame kids round the bases after this game. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Garcia steps in, nobody on base. 2-2 count, Nolasco's pitch outside. Now count will run full. Garcia with a good patient approach has worked it to a full count. Nolasco got through the fourth inning with two strikeouts, but he walked two as well in the inning. 3-2 count, two outs. No arms warning in either bullpen. Deep breath on the way, Nolasco. Here's the 3-2. Just a bit outside on a slider for ball four. It'll be the third walk of the day for Yohemi Nolasco. John Garcia is on base at least for the sixth time this week. And now Luis Encarnacion will dig in with a runner on and two down. So now Encarnacion with a runner on and two outs. Nolasco looking to get through the order here with a base runner. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. On Encarnacion at 90 miles an hour. Got a seven-inning ball game with this being game two of a makeshift doubleheader. 0-1 on the way from the righty. This one is lifted high and foul. It'll end up in the seating bowl. Heads up over there. Hits off of a seat and lands into a fan's hands. Count moves to 0-2 on Luis Encarnacion. Awaiting on deck is the second baseman, Dory Lorenzo. Top of the fifth inning, Ballers on top, 6-1. Encarnacion stares in, the batting gloveless batter, 0-2. He swings at it and lifts it high and foul on the cannonball their way. 0-2 remains your count. Looks like Ben Butel has gotten up and is getting loose again down the line for the Ballers in case Nolasco just runs into too much trouble. He's just shy of 50 pitches. This will be his 50th of his outing. 0-2. And check swings on it. Does he go around? Yes, he does, says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. It's the third strike of the at-bat, fourth of the day for Yohimi Nolasco. It's a swing and a miss strikeout for Encarnacion, and three outs are had. We're now through four and a half here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're going to have the fifth inning stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're going to play taps here in honor of all the Gold Star families. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Bryce Willits will step in and lead it off in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on top 6-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Returning to the mound is Elvis Garcia, the righty. He'll take over for another inning of action as Willits will foul off the first pitch he sees down the line and left. 0-1 is your count on the Ballers' third baseman, Bryce Willits. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third inning. Scored later in the frame on an RBI double from Luis Pineda. A one on the way from Garcia. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-2. Before that, Willits flew out into center field. Making the grab out there was Daniels. As the Ballers again looking to clinch victory in the series finale. 0-2 fouled off. Keep it at 0-2 and we'll do it again on Willits. And Willits, Pineda, and Yoenia Laureano do up. Bottom of the fifth, 6-1 Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 from Garcia. Just a bit low. Willits will take wisely now, 1-2. Han Willits had an absolutely amazing month of May. Madden above 380 in the month as the 1-2 is grounded weakly towards second. Lorenzo fields it and fires the first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out for Bryce Willits. He is now 0-4-3 on the day. One down in the frame now, and Luis Pineda, the catcher, 2 up. Pineda had an RBI double back in the third inning in which the ballers put up 5 runs on 5 hits in that outing. Certainly an impressive day's work for Tim Elko so far. Pineda and the Ballers offense have followed up on their end as the pitch to Pineda was low, a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Pineda skies this one into right field. Cole moving to his right. Into right center, makes the grab for the out. A fly out for Luis Pineda. Two down now in the frame. Laureano is due up. Nobody on and two down. Again, Canapolis on top, 6-1. Joanna Bill Laureano steps in for another at-bat. He is reached twice today via a free pass. Pitch on the way, swings at it and fouls it off. 0-1 your count on Laureano. In his last 10 games, batting just 129. He only has 4 hits in his last 10 games. 0-1 on the way. This one is in there for a strike at 88 miles an hour. 0-2 on Laureano. Javier Mora is awaiting on deck, the second baseman. 0-2 count, Garcia's pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. A very quick 1-2-3 inning on the board for Elvis Garcia in this bottom of the fifth inning. It'll send us into the top of the sixth after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Canapolis on top, 6-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Canapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark.
Well, the switch hitter, Dory Lorenzo, is going to have to turn around and bat right-handed as the lefty Ben Butel takes over on the mound. 6 foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old takes over on the mound. His first pitch is just a bit inside, and it plunks Dory Lorenzo. Ben Butel is not a huge fan of the call. He's kind of confirming that with the home plate umpire, Frank Jones. Nonetheless, it'll be a hit-by pitch of Lorenzo. He will take the pass over, and now Butel is going to return to the mound, and Pat Leland's going to come have a chat with Frank Jones. Butel just wanted to make sure that it was a hit-by-pitch as that ball kind of skirted back to the backstop. So Lorenzo takes the base on a hit-by-pitch, and Garrett McGowan is due up. The lefty Butel went to the umpire to have a chat. Not quite sure what the immediate discussion was, nonetheless. It'll be a runner on immediately as Butel plunks Lorenzo Looked like a graze from a pitch from Butel at 74 miles an hour. So a lefty-lefty matchup now. McGowan steps in against Butel. Pitch on the way. Just a bit outside, a 1-0 count. As Butel, a free agent signee in 2022 out of Davenport, Iowa. Former Iowa Hawkeye is the lefty sidearmer in Ben Butel. A 1-0 count pitch delivered. This one's low, now 2-0 on Garrett McGowan. Butel was the fourth arm used today by Kannapolis. Nolasco's day is done. He looked sharp. Butel will hopefully send the ballers home happy. Six outs away from victory. 2-0, here's the pitch. This one's on the inside corner for a strike. 2-1 is your count. As Ben Butel takes over. 0-0 with a 0 ERA and 4 and a third innings. 7 strikeouts, just 1 walk. He struck out 5 in 2 innings, allowing 1 hit. Back on the first on Thursday. 2-1 is outside. Now 3-1 on McGowan. Butel trying to dance around him. So now a favorable hitter's count at 3-1 on McGowan. 9-hole batter Leo's Danny Molina due up. Ballers lead 6-1. Butel sets 3-1, and checking the runner at first is not in time. A sneaky pickoff move by Ben Butel. Thought he was going to the plate. But a very, very sneaky pickoff attempt from the left arm of Butel. 3-1, pitch on the way. In there for a fastball, now 3-2. Ben Butel has pitched twice already this week. He pitched just one pitch on Monday, Memorial Day. And then Thursday, 2 innings, a hit, 5 strikeouts, and a shutdown outing. 3-2. This one is lined sharply toward right field, and it ends up in the right field terrace area. Heads up over there. As count will remain full on McGowan. That ends up as a souvenir. Down the right field line. Butel will remain with a full count. Still has 0 ERA. Lefties are hitless against Butel. 3-2 on the way. Here's the pitch. This one is lined and it'll hook foul just down the third base line. Almost a base hit, but Willits had enough position to make the snag. So full count remains on McGowan. 9-hole batter Molina due up. After him is on deck. McGowan fielder's choice in the second and then popped out to the first baseman Elko in the fourth. 3-2 count. Butel sets, takes a peek at first where Lorenzo occupies. 3-2. This one's fouled off the foot of McGowan. Can't be comfy. And the at-bat will continue with another full count offering due from Ben Butel. Again, a 6-foot lefty from Davenport, Iowa, product of Davenport Assumption High School. After Butel left Iowa, joined the White Sox before Iowa, who was at Allen Community College in Bowling Green State. As McGowan fouls off the 3-2 over everybody's head here in the press box, count remains full on McGowan. Allen Community College in Bowling Green State ended up at Iowa for his third and final stop at the collegiate level before joining the White Sox organization. 3-2 count. Here's Butel's pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. Count remains 3-2 in a good lefty-lefty battle. Molina on deck has walked twice today. Again, ballers 6 outs away from victory. They've got 6 runs on 6 hits. Here in this half inning, Butel trying to get out of the frame unscathed. 3-2 count. Using all the pitch clock as time called immediately at home plate by McGowan. He had his time call still left. As Butel was messing with the timing of the batter McGowan. That pitch clock was ticking down, and Butel had no problem letting it tick down, messing with the timing. Pitch on the way. McGowan puts it into play. It's into the air left field. Coming in after it is Laureano. On the run will make the grab for the out. A fly out into left field for Garrett McGowan is the first out. Staying put at first is Lorenzo. So one down, a runner still on for Leo's Danny Molina. So Leo's Danny Molina, who's walked twice today, will step in for his third plate appearance of the day. Molina Molina steps in against Butel with Lorenzo at first. Pitch on the way from the lefty is low and inside, a 1-0 count. Butel, not a huge velo guy. He's going to work mid-80s, but it's the arm slot that messes with the batters. He's got more of a sidearm delivery. 1-0 count, Butel's pitch. This one's lifted in the air center field. A can of corn for Jacob Burke. He'll have to come in a few steps. The wind takes it for a ride, but play made for the out. A fly out into center for Leo's Danny Molina. Two outs are now had. Top of the order, Zach Cole is due up. So top of the order, Zach Cole will step in. He reached on a walk in the fourth inning. Flew out in the third and struck out in the first. Ballers are four outs away from victory here in this game two of this makeshift doubleheader. First pitch on the way. Chop toward third. Willits will cleanly play it, and he'll choose to go to first for it with the out. It'll be a 5-3 ground out for Zach Cole, and that sends the Ballers three outs away from victory. They'll have the seventh inning to left here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But bottom of the sixth, Kannapolis will bat at least one more time here in this ballgame. Quick break. We'll be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Elvis Garcia returns to the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Javier Mora steps in, and it is the first pitch just a bit wide. A 1-0 count on Mora. Again, a bit of a swap here in the outfield. Frank Perez takes over out in right field. Zach Cole moves to center field, and Zach Daniels, the rehabbing outfielder with a Corpus Christi hooks, is removed. So the Woodpeckers make a little bit of a defensive swap here late in this ballgame to get Frank Perez a little bit of playing time on this Sunday action. 2-0 is hacked and a missed for strike one. A 2-1 count on Javier Mora. It'll be Mora, Logan, and Sprinkle due up. Ballers on top 6-1 as Garcia's third inning of work. Pitch delivered. Mora lifts this one in the air into left field. After it is McGowan. He'll have it under his eyes, but Cole makes the grab for the out. Cole cuts him off and makes the grab in left center. One out is had, and now Drake Logan will step in. So Garcia on the mound for his third inning of action, technically. Drake Logan will be due up against Elvis Garcia. Ballers lead 6-1 on six hits compared to Fayetteville's two. Fayetteville has not tallied a hit since the third inning in this ballgame. Garcia's pitch to Logan is up and in. A 1-0 count now on Drake Logan. Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth, Ballers lead 6-1. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. 1-1 count on Drake Logan. Today is 1-for-2, had a single in the third inning, and he struck out in the third inning as well. He had two at-bats in this game, and both were in the third inning. Logan will lift the 1-1 in the air right field. Backtracking is Frank Perez, a new right fielder. Under it and makes the grab for the out of fly out into right for Drake Logan. Two down now. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle will step in for another at-bat. He's 1-for-3 today. A pair of ground outs and a single in the third inning. Sprinkle getting on base and scoring as part of that Tim Elko grand slam. Pitch on the way from Garcia, and therefore a strike at 90 miles an hour. 0-1 is your count. Again, ballers are 3 outs away from victory. They're sweeping the day's action here in Atrium Health Ballpark against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-1, fouled off by Sprinkle. Count a move down to 0-2 on the baller's shortstop. Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck. Sprinkle raising the batting average up above the Mendoza line again to 205. And he has been dipping up and down from the Mendoza line. 0-2 from Garcia. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. And Garcia gets Jordan Sprinkle to swing and miss. He retires 7 in a row, does Garcia. But it might be a little too late as the ballers still lead 6-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3 outs away are Kannapolis from victory. 6-1 ballers will be right back with the 7th inning. Hopefully the final inning as the ballers will look to close the door on the Woodpeckers when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Frank Perez, Ricardo Below, and Narve Cruz do up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the top of the seventh inning. Ballers lead 6-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They are 3 outs away from victory. Ben Butel will look to close the door on the Woodpeckers here in this second game of two here and this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Butel's first pitch to Frank Perez is inside, a 1-0 count now on Perez, the new right fielder. He'll get his first at-bat of the day after Zach Daniels took over for him in the ball game from last night. And now Perez takes over for Daniels in the series finale here in the seventh inning. Butel sets the 2-0 count on Perez. Here is the pitch. This one's lined in the left field. That's going to go through and be a base knock for Frank Perez. He's got his first hit as a Fayetteville Woodpecker on the season. It's a leadoff single for Perez, and that puts a runner on for Fayetteville in the seventh inning. He's got a single. Ricardo Below now due up, the third baseman. Again, it is the first hit as a Fayetteville Woodpecker for Frank Perez. International free agent signee in 2018 by the Houston Astros gets his first hit as a Woodpecker. Below steps in, turning around to bat as a lefty. First pitch is hacked and a miss for strike one. 0-1 your count. As Ben Butel, the lefty, is forcing all these switch hitters in the Peckers lineup to turn around and bat from the other side. 0-1 count, Butel the breath. He'll take a peek over. Here is the pitch. Just a bit inside and low. 0-1-1 count now on Ricardo below. Below with a slightly open stance. Today he is 1-for-3. He grounded out and flew out, but he also has a single in that third inning. Actually, it was the last time the Woodpeckers got a hit before Frank Perez just a moment ago. Again, Perez's hit just a couple of seconds ago is the first hit since the third inning for Fayetteville. 2-1, Butel's pitch. This one is weakly tapped in front of the mound, and it'll take things towards Pineda. Pineda will field and fire to first for the out. A 2-3 put out of below. Moving to second, though, will be Perez, so still a runner on in the inning. And one down. Ballers two outs away from a victory. Narbe Cruz will get another at-bat here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Narbe Cruz playing first base in this doubleheader action today in this second game of action for the Ballers and the Peckers. Butel will set. Taking a peek at second. Here is the pitch. This one's towered into right center field. It's drifting towards right. And after it is Drake Logan on the run. Slides after it. He doesn't make the grab. And the ball will fall. Staying put at second is Perez. But that ball falls in the outfield. It'll be a single for Narbe Cruz. So now two on and one down in the frame for John Garcia. Bit of an unlucky single in the frame for the first baseman, Narbe Cruz. Drake Logan was playing kind of deep, had to hustle in, made a sliding effort on the ball, but couldn't make the grab. And Garcia will step in with two on in the frame. Butel's first pitch. Garcia will get the grounder to third. Willett's to second for one. It pulls Mora off the bag, and they say he didn't get the tag. Play at the plate now is aggressively going for home as Perez. He's tagged out. So an aggressive play by Frank Perez. He tried to catch the baller sleeping, but to no avail as the throw goes wild. So what happened here? Oh, my goodness. Cruz is safe at second. Safe at first on a fielder's choice would be John Garcia. It has to be a fielder's choice. And then Perez is put out on a 5, looks like a 5-4-2 put out at the home plate area for Frank Perez. So he's the second out, and now Luis Pineda is shaken up on the play, and this is an odd scenario. So Luis Pineda is shaken up. If he's okay to continue, then we're good. But the Ballers already lost one catcher earlier today in Colby Smelly with what looked to be an arm injury. So Pineda and Jonicker Betancourt really the only two that remain on the roster as far as catchers go. We'll see if Smelly is going to be all good. We'll get that update for you, of course, as soon as we can. But all that stands between the Ballers and victory is Luis Encarnacion. Butel's pitch. This one's grounded up the middle into center for a base hit from Encarnacion. Rounding third and headed home is Narbe Cruz. Throw comes in. It'll be a RBI single for Luis Encarnacion. Cruz will score. To second goes Garcia, and the Woodpeckers cut into the lead here in the seventh. It is 6-2 as Luis Encarnacion adds an RBI single. Two on still and two down for Dory Lorenzo. As Lorenzo is going to step in, but now Luis Pineda is getting some attention from the trainer, and Pineda is going to have to depart this game. And that's now two catchers that have gone down for the Ballers in today's action alone. Pineda obviously is concerned, and he looks frustrated down in the dugout. So Jonicker Betancourt is going to have to enter this game. Again, a very late situation where the Ballers catcher has to come out and get a replacement. So now that's two catchers that have suffered injuries today. That's going to make for an interesting little scenario within the White Sox organization. As if Smelly and Pineda are in a situation where they'll have to miss some games. All that you've got left on the roster is Betancourt. And you'll have to figure out a way to get some catchers to Kannapolis, whether from Winston-Salem down here or up from the Arizona complex. As you look at the Winston-Salem dash roster, you got some guys on there like Keegan Fish, who has been here in Kannapolis. You got a couple other guys that are experienced that have come down here before. Keegan Fish, Ivan Gonzalez, and Michael Turner currently on that roster for Winston-Salem, as Lorenzo puts the first pitch he sees into play in a shallow right, but Javier Moore is there to make the grab, and the Ballers finish up victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Just like that, a fly out into right by Dory Lorenzo. It's a pop out to the second baseman in Mora, and that's three outs for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this top of the seventh inning. They win it 6-2. They sweep the day against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So all that comes to a conclusion, and it's a series split between these two sides here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll wrap it all up in just a moment on the postgame show. Ballers and Peckers done for the day. 6-2, Kannapolis takes it here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers sweep the Fayetteville Woodpeckers today. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win times two. They pick up the 4-1 victory in game one of today's action. In game two, in seven innings, they win 6-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The big story from game one, some early offense helps Kannapolis pick up the victory. And then game two, the story of the game is Tim Elko. Five RBIs on two home runs in this ballgame. Elko and the Ballers pick up the victory, and they split the series, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Emerson Talavera picks up his first win as a Baller today, 1-1 on the year. Nodal picks up his fifth loss on the year. He is 0-5 now for Fayetteville on the mound. 6-2, Ballers win this second game. They out-hit Fayetteville 6-5 in this one. The story of the day, of course, Elko, 2-for-3, two homers, five RBI. 1-for-4 day for Jordan Sprinkle, 1-for-2 for Camaletti. A 1-for-3 day with an RBI double for Luis Pineda. We will send our well wishes to Pineda. Hopefully he is all good. He had to be removed later in the game from an injury. And then a 1-for-3 day for Drake Logan. He picks up the victor, the base knock does Logan, and he scores a run on the home run from Tim Elko. Maulers used four pitchers today. Paulette, 2 2/3, two hits, a run, it was earned. Three walks and four strikeouts for the starting arm in Peyton Paulette. Talavera gets the win in the third of an inning. It's all he needed. Did Talavera. Nolasco, 2 innings, 3 walks and 4 punchouts. And then Ben Butel, 2 innings, 3 hits and a run. No walks and no punchouts as Butel allows his first run as a Bauler. He's now got a 1.42. ERA. The Woodpeckers really kind of struggled today in all facets of the game until late. They had only 5 hits today in this second game. Daniels, Perez, Below, Cruz, and Encarnacion, each with a single hit. Below and Encarnacion pick up RBIs on the day. Other than that, a very quiet day for the Woodpeckers on the plate. Now on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nodal, his fifth loss of the year. 2 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, and 2 punchouts. And then Garcia, 3 1/3, a hit, a run, no walks, and 3 punchouts out of the bullpen for Fayetteville. Time of the game, second game was 2 hours and 15 minutes, a 2:10 first pitch, 2,200-plus Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for today's series finale. As for both sides, Kannapolis will stay home. They're home for another 6-game stretch against the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. We get that series started on Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And as for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, well, they'll pack up and they will head to Carolina for a 6-game set against the Red Hot Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. So the Ballers take the day of baseball. They win 6-2 in game 2 over the Woodpeckers, and they win the first game 4-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Appreciate you tuning in here on the broadcast. Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you here at Atrium Health Ballpark on Tuesday for another 6-game stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Lynchburg Hillcats here at home. Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win times two. They went 4-1 and now 6-2 here at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll catch you Tuesday, 7 o'clock first pitch. Be sure to grab your tickets or tune in to the broadcast, where I'll have all the action for you live on a Tuesday night. See you then. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your Monday tomorrow, and see you on Tuesday. Have a great one.